Blog Talk Radio.
My little pony, my little pony. Ah,
my little pony.
I used to wonder what friendship could be.
My little pony.
Until you all shared its magic with me. Big adventure.
Tons of fun.
A beautiful heart, faithful and strong.
Sharing kindness.
It's an easy feat.
And magic makes it all complete to have my.
And welcome to My Little Pony Talk. It is Friday, March 2nd. I'm your host, Pandora Rose, and this is my co-host.
On time.
Oh, my God.
Little Alley Cat. On time.
Woohoo. Yippee. And before anyone throws a book at me, I know that was not a G3 song, but I can't find one.
We'll work on it.
Yes, at least I got close enough to the correct generation.
I don't know. I think if you were going there, maybe you want to go back to like a G1. You know, we're kind of jumping the gun with the G4s. We may be giving people the wrong impression that we'll be talking about G4s when we're still in G3s.
Oh, this is true. Oh, there's the regular theme song. Here we go. I found it. See, I forgot what the alt. See, I have this one set as alt opening, so I didn't exactly remember which song this one was. So yeah. So, but at least it wasn't something completely off the wall.
This is true.
True. So, how are you this week?
Having a pretty decent week. Yeah, I'm good this week. Earlier in the week, I was a little stressed, but I finished out my week on a high note, so I'm good. Tired, but good.
Holy cow.
And poor. I owe pony money.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. You own pony debt?
Yes, I have pony debt.
Be careful that the pony mafia don't come after you. They'll be sending you your pony piece by piece. Remember that.
Well, considering it has 3 pieces to it, I guess that wouldn't be bad.
Yes, but remember, they chop up even more.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, we wouldn't want to do that. They'll, like, send me one piece and hold the rest hostage.
Exactly.
Yeah. Send me an ear. Send me a hoof.
Yeah. I definitely don't want to. Definitely don't want to hear about that one. But oh. Fooey. I said oh fooey.
Kung fu fooey.
Yes.
Kung fu fooey.
I will be right back. Entertain yourself for one moment, could you?
Sure.
Okay.
Mare oats and dozy oats and little lambs eat ivy. A kiddly ivy too, wouldn't you? I know, isn't that a great song? Let's sing it again. Mare oats and dozy oats and little lambs eat ivy. A kiddly ivy too, wouldn't you? Think about that for a while. What other fun things can we do? Sounds like she's there, so do I dare try to talk about her while she's away? Decisions. Nope, not going to do it. I highly respect my host and shall not do anything of the sort. Yes,
you
I know you're there.
Are you having a chat with your inner demon?
Yeah, it started to go there, but you came back too quick.
Okay. Well, I also had a rather tough week. I actually had to leave work early on Tuesday, but then I went and did some shopping.
Shopping therapy, huh?
Yes, I did shopping therapy. I actually went shopping for one particular thing, but I ended up finding several other things instead.
That's good.
Yes. So let's see. What was the last time you were at a CVS pharmacy?
Relatively recently. I have one nearby. Why?
Have you seen the My Little Pony Dip and Blow?
No, I have not seen the Dip and Blow. What is the Dip and Blow? That sounds like, is it supposed to be a treat or is it supposed to be something in the female aisle?
Or something Ponies After Dark, you mean?
Yeah, something Ponies After Dark. What is it?
I happened to be passing in what, I don't remember what section it was, and I happened to look down and I see this My Little Pony thing, and it was relatively cheap, and I'm looking at it because, you know, anything at CVS for some reason costs $3 to $4 more than what it should.
Okay.
I don't understand why. But I look down and I see Pinkie Pie.
Version of Pinkie Pie?
It's a version I don't think has ever been seen before.
It's not a G3 version or G4 version?
It's a G4 version. But she's not a pony.
There's something other than a pony? What kind of pony is she?
She's not a pony? She's a pony that can blow bubbles.
Okay. This is starting to sound familiar. Go ahead.
She comes with a thing of bubbles, and she comes with a little heart dipping tray, and you're supposed to pour the bubble solution into the dipping tray and dip her ice cream cone into the bubble solution and squeeze her head to blow lots of bubbles.
Dips her head, blow bubbles, huh? That might have been one of the things I saw on, new products updates that we get on the boards. It's been a while since I've looked, but that sounds really familiar. So did you get it?
Yes, I did.
And does she work?
I don't know. She is still in the package.
Why is she still in the package? Why was that not ripped open as soon as you got her home and tested? How can you report on how well it works if you haven't opened it up?
Well, because I'm waiting for a warmer day.
What, you can't do it in the house?
No, I don't think my mother would appreciate me blowing bubbles in the house.
What? It's your room. Shut the door. Well, she won't know. It won't hurt her.
Yes, but she's sitting right behind me.
Go to your room and shut the door.
By next week, I'll be able to report whether or not the Pinkie Pie blowing bubbles toy does actually work. How's
so
that?
So the cliffhanger is what you're saying.
Yes.
Great, thanks. I needed that.
Yes, I thought you would. But then I went to Target. And I went
okay,
into their Easter section.
I'm sorry, I'm not bored at all. I'm very tired today. Go ahead.
Okay. And I went into their Easter section.
Uh-oh.
Thinking
you wouldn't
maybe
be saying it if you didn't find something.
Thinking maybe, just maybe, there's an Easter pony out.
Do I need to get in the car and put you on the speakerphone and make my way to Target? Is it going to be one of those conversations?
Unfortunately not, but they did have a slew of ponies back there.
Huh?
Yes.
Explain.
Well, let's see. They had...
In the Easter section?
In the Easter section.
They had ponies.
They had ponies.
But they were not Easter related?
No.
They just happened to put them there for fun?
Yes.
Okay, which ponies were they?
Well, let's see. There was Feather May.
Okay, is there anything new that hadn't been released like a month or 2 months ago?
I don't know, because I haven't been up
on
what's
been released.
The only thing
that's been released recently would have been Fluttershy's train car and Sweetie Belle's little train car and Cherry Pie and Diamond something. Those are the ones that have been most recently released. But I think pretty much everything else has been out for a few months.
Well, this is new stuff to me.
It's new to you.
Yes. So this is my brag of the night.
Oh, okay. I see where you're going. So what'd you pick up?
I got Feather May with her little parrot, and I think that would be perfect.
That is one of Care's favorite ponies, you know, because of the parrot.
Yes.
So she's
and
cheering for you right now.
Yes. And then there is Plum Sweet with her little chipmunk. Is it a chipmunk?
I don't know. I'm not looking at it right now. And it's a G4. We're supposed to be talking about G3.
Oh, the hamster. It's a hamster. It's a hamster.
I don't know what it is.
And then we've got Snowcatcher.
I like her.
She is cute. And then Cherry Pie.
Cherry Pie is new. You've got a winner. Ding, 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 ding.
And Diamond Rose.
Diamond Rose. Yep, that's the other one. Congratulations on finding the two of the most recent, as in only out for maybe a week, releases.
Yes, and these were set for some reason in the Easter section.
Well, that is very informative because people may not be thinking to look in the Easter section for the regular release ponies.
Oh, yes. And these ones came with a CD for the Apple Buck season.
Yes, I saw those. I personally was impatient and didn't want to deal with having to ride all over town trying to find all this stuff. So about 30 seconds after it was available on Hasbro's website, I had ordered the nursery train car and Sweetie Belle's little train car and Diamond Rose and Cherry Pie and had them like, I don't know, 5 or 6 days ago. I got them so fast. It was awesome. And I had them actually before people were posting about it. It was like that quick. It was crazy.
Oh, wow.
It was so cool, though. Oh, my God.
So, yeah.
And, you pay out the nose for the shipping. But for me, it's like I had so much stuff going on, I did not have time to go looking. And I really didn't want to have a repeat of my missing out on ponies that I then have to pay $100 for later. So,
oh, yeah.
I hadn't did it. And I thought that was kind of interesting is that they had the CD in front of it because you couldn't really see what Cherry Pie or Diamond Rose looked like. Like for their, if I remember correctly, I was looking at when I was ordering on Hasbro's site. Usually they'll have like a picture of the pony out of the package so you can clearly see the pony, and they'll have a picture of the pony in the package. And I don't remember seeing a picture of it out of the package. I just remember seeing a picture of it in the package with a big old CD on front of it.
Right.
I had to wait till they got here. As a matter of fact, I haven't even opened them yet. They're sitting up in the pony room right now.
Yeah, mine are still sitting in the box in the bag from Target.
Well, at least I'm a step ahead of you there. Okay, so you found ponies.
But,
that's a good thing. I'm in pony debt, and I'm trying to arrange another pony for additional pony debt. But I don't know how successful I'm going to be. We'll see. I really have to come up with half of my pony debt at least this week.
It's always good to do.
Yeah.
But
and
yeah,
it's a friend.
So
you don't want to make that a possible problem.
Oh no, definitely not.
So, said friend, if you happen to be listening, I'm aware of my pony debt.
There is no need to send the pony mafia after her. Really, there isn't. There really
yes,
isn't.
Please, no pony mafia. I don't think she's going to. I know she's not. It's cool. Let's move on.
That is good. But
so what else is up? We had some pony happenings. Do I have any major pony happenings recently other than Pony Debt? I'm thinking. No. Nope, pretty slow week for me.
Oh, wow.
So we're going to talk about G3s today. We're going to actually start talking about the actual ponies, right?
Yes, we are. We are going to start talking about the actual ponies.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm telling you, I just had a ridiculous week.
Well, I can probably top you, but I don't think I'll try.
Nah, I don't think anybody cares either, so let's not even talk about it.
Yeah, mine was a doozy week, but I feel very happy now. So let's go ahead and just jump right on into ponies. Okay. And as we announced last week, we're going to start off using... I want to use Silver Falls Ponytopia. Simply because it was the first G3 site out, and it does have a little bit more information on it.
Are you going to use what? I'm sorry?
Ponytopia.
Okay. I'll give the address for that for people who are just listening.
Oh, yes, it is www.ponytopia.com, PONYTOPIA. And besides, as I said, she stopped updating it just about when they went Core 7. So we'll be able to use it for quite a few years. And even into the year that they started doing Core 7. So. But are you ready to go? Oh, wait. And we also will be using Summer's book as well. And I know you've got a copy of her G3 book.
Yep. Yes. I'm trying to think of, does Ponytopia site go sequentially? I really like that we've been doing things sequentially. Now, I know there's groups of ponies, but I know some sites maybe say, you know, list them by Pegasus or list them by, in different ways, and I'm not at Ponytopia, so is it a site that will list it sequentially? Like, okay, the very first thing we're going to be talking about is the first six ponies that were released, and then you talk about the different little groupings or sets that they came out with in order. I really liked that setup that we had going for the previous, you know, generations. I would like to be able to continue that.
That's a good question, because I know she does group them together. She did group them together.
Let me see. Let me look on the laptop here and see if I can get it to come up.
Because I know she grouped them rainbow ponies, glitter ponies.
I don't know if that's sequential or not. Only because I think it can get confusing if it's not sequential.
Right.
Let me see if... let's see what I can find.
Let me pull up Into the Sea as well.
Yeah, no, I don't like that. I don't like this at all. This is not done sequentially. Okay. I'm sorry. I know it was something we probably should have talked about before. I think it's a great reference site, absolutely, especially if you're looking, if you know what you're kind of looking for, you're only interested in something specific. But I think for how we're talking about it, I would love to find something that is definitely going to go sequentially in order of release, because that's how we've been doing everything, to kind of take us through through the journey of how they were released and how excited we were as the line evolved and the generation got more elaborate or whatever.
Okay. Because it looks like Where the Rainbow Ends goes the same way as this site does.
There is a site that goes sequentially. Let me see if I can find it.
Rainbow Forest is all G2.
It's not Rainbow Forest. I think it's...
This one always starts it.
It's one that I was using before. Let me Google it.
Silver
Guide. It's not that. It's maybe Silver Falls Ponytopia, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, so it's not that.
That site's bunk now.
Let's see.
And it doesn't help that so many of these sites have...
like, stopped being used?
Yeah.
No longer being updated? Let me see.
You know, fortunately...
there's a site, you see, and it stinks, because if I could just get to my the Windows part of my computer, I have so many wonderful sites, and I have a site that specifically does a fantastic job of going in order and let me see if
was
I can
it find Strawberry
one.
Reef?
No, it's not Strawberry Reef. Let's see, version 1. Let's see, backspace. Version, I think it was like 1.07 or 1.03 is like in the, maybe it's My Little Pony Land. Yes, there we go. Let me see how they group them. Yes, here, this is it. This is a little bit better. At least I know that it, let's see, that's the, Picky by Shores, Strawberry Swirl, 2000. All right. What I'm looking at is My
is
Little
it
Pony
MLP,
Land.
MLP Land?
MLPland.com.
I knew I was missing a bookmark.
And that's a really good site. What I like about that site is there is somewhat of a sequential thing going on there, or at least a... something that makes a little bit more sense on how they grouped it. You know, it's definitely by year as opposed to by some of the other stuff. So you can at least go by year. It breaks it down into the individual ponies that were released with play sets, ponies that
were
special.
I know of the site.
And the little individual links for the, they link. There's like, not only does it give you the list, but you click on the list, the name of the pony, and then there's a pretty good picture.
And it gives you all the information about the entire pony. I know
right. What family it's from, its release, it's, you know, everything you could possibly want, what the variants are, blah, 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 blah. I personally like to use that site just because my brain, when I'm trying to think of a pony, automatically is like, it was before, you know, the Amberlock Salon, but it was after... you know, the Celebration Castle or something like that. You know, I try to, it's easier for me to peruse through it. How are you feeling about that site?
I like this site. I forgot about this site for a second. I, for some reason, did not have it on my, in my bookmarks.
It also
but
breaks
I have
off
used
into,
it.
Like, you can specifically go through pony identification. It has the ponies, and then it does do another thing. It just talks about play sets. You know how, like, we like to, like, break some of that up? We'll talk about play sets in one show instead of, or, you know how we do that sometimes? Yeah, so it kind of does some of that for you. Yeah, I'm good. So I guess for people out there that need to know the website, it's mlpland.com. And there are apparently now 23 pony friends online.
Maybe
23 people
us.
Are looking at the site at the moment. Log in, it'll be 24.
Well, I'm number 23.
Oh, you're number 23. Be interesting if we see this number change at all while we're doing this.
Probably.
I'm pretty comfortable with the way this is. I'm looking at the order, and this is pretty close to how I... you know, how I'm remembering the, somewhat remembering the release of them. Either that or you looked at this site so many times that it's redistributed my timeline to make me believe that this is the order everything came out in. Yeah, I think it kind of does that, because what happens here is she lists it, but she does alphabetical.
Celebration kiss.
Like, she does the groups alphabetically, which is a little different. She'll do, like, individual ponies is listed after the Easter ponies in 2004, for instance, because E is before I, even if individual ponies were released before the Easter ponies. So that gets a little weird, but at least they're all in 1 year. So I think what we're going to wind up doing is using a variety of sites. I wish I knew if there was a G3 site that specifically went in the exact order of release.
Probably not.
That would really make my day. If anybody out there in the Ponyverse is aware of a G3 site, that definitely will just, you can reference in perfect order of release, that would be wonderful. Have you looked at Summer's book yet? I haven't gone up there to look at it to see if that's the way she did hers.
Basically, kind of. It looks like Glitter Celebration. But the only thing it is the individual ponies, the celebration ponies, she kind of put those at the end, because she considered them to be, like, accessory packs.
Okay. Well, you know what? How about you hit the music, and I'm going to spend the show up in the pony room, since I have every G3 except for maybe, I don't know, 6. Some of the really hard to find ones. I feel like and I have my reference book up there. I think I'm going to be a lot more effective talking about the ponies if I'm with the ponies. And,
okay. According
that'll make my life easier.
Nishi, Ponytopia and Dream Valley both state rainbow ponies were the very first released in stores.
I can tell you the exact releases. Now, if Kimono is considered a rainbow pony, and then, yes, that was part of the first release. If Kimono is not considered rainbow pony, she's not. Sparkle Works, Kimono, Pinkie Pie, I believe, I'm trying to think of Minty was one. So I remember like it was yesterday. Strawberry Swirl, yeah, okay, glitter celebration ponies, but there's no glitter. There was Kimono, Pinkie Pie, Sparkle
Works. And even
Works.
Summer Exploit is saying she thinks that they were the first.
Rainbow Celebration ponies were not first, because those are being listed as Fluttershy, Rainbow Dash, Sunny Days. I guarantee you they were not first. Guarantee you, because I absolutely know without a shadow of a doubt, Kimono and Sparkle Works were in the very first of the first 6. Actually, I have them listed. Like, for the most part, I have them in order. So I can go upstairs right now, and the very first 6 on the shelf will be the first 6 that were released, and I could tell you.
Okay.
What it was, well, the first ones that came out were the ones that pretty much only had one color of hair. They didn't go into, like, a variety of color of hair. So Daisy Joe might have been part of that first release as well. So we can argue about it all day, and it'll, but I am going to stick to this. I will tell you for a fact.
Okay. Well,
other people were not part. They might have been the very next ones to come down the track. And that might have been a very quick release, but they were not the very first. So,
let's
hit the music, get me
up.
Upstairs, and I'll
then
stare
we'll
at
finish
my phone.
Debating.
Yes, let's continue with the debate. Thank you. Wow. All right, we're opening the door all together now. Smells particularly good in here today. All right, I'm bringing my little portable heater in here because I had close off this room for the rest of the house to save the pony smell, and as a result, it can get kind of chilly. So I'm going to turn on the little portable heater and warm my butt up.
And, you know, I do want to say, for the sake of who was released when, I think also, wasn't it the fact that they were pumping these things out? Like, there was no tomorrow?
They pumped them out really, really fast. And
so maybe...
but for the first week or so, there really was only the very first few being found. But then after that, it went pretty quick.
So
I know, like, you know, Cotton Candy's building came out, and Applejack was, like, the first little one that came in, like, a backpack. We all wondered why there was a hole in it. So I remember some certain details about the very first ones. But definitely the hair color, let's see. So Sparkleworks and let's see what else we got up here. We got Pinkie Pie.
Well, I think we've already just set down that we're just going to do Glitter Celebration ponies first.
Okay. Well, how about you just start and I'll just chime in on whatever ponies you're talking about.
Okay. Well, we are going to and first start off. We are going to start off the G3s. She's a star. She ends each and every one of our shows.
She is the most important pony in Ponyville in our house.
Yes. It is Kimono.
They see, look, this is how I remembered. If you look at Summer Hayes' Summer's book, those are the first ones.
Yeah,
I'm up here with the book, it's Kimono, Pinkie Pie. Oh, I'm not going to say you're going to get there, but yeah. Yeah, it's the Glitter Celebration, not the Rainbow Dudes.
Yeah.
Rainbow Dudes came later. They were next. All right. Kimono. And here's the interesting thing. This was like the first, like, ooh and ah. We were like, they come with something different.
Yes.
Well, come on. What is it?
Oh. No, please set my 2-4 pins when you release them. Okay. Sorry, I was reading something off the chat boards. Some a little bit of interesting information I'll give in just a few seconds, okay?
Awesome.
So, these guys, yes, they did come with something unique and new. They come with a ribbon, but it's not really a ribbon.
We were all a little confused about that at first.
Yes, they come with a pearly ribbon, but attached to that ribbon is a charm.
I think ribbon is really the wrong word to use, though, to describe it. It's more like a little cord or a rope.
Yeah.
It's not a thin ribbon.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of a misnomer there.
Yes.
That could, you feel it. It's more of a cord.
Yeah.
In my opinion. And it's got a little charm on it. Woohoo!
Yes.
A little pony-shaped charm, a little translucent plastic charm, and I'm such a sucker for translucent stuff.
Yes, and each of them came with one of a few different colors. Kimono, of course, she is kind of a darkish purplish pink. Her hair is purple with iridescent tinsel in her mane, and her symbol is a pair of Chinese yellow lanterns.
Awesome!
And she comes with a pinkish purple charm and ribbon. So they match.
We gotta stop calling a ribbon. I'm gonna go nuts.
Okay, cord. Okay, I'm just gonna talk about the charm.
Well, yeah, just talk about the little thing they keep calling a ribbon, cord, rope, whatever. It's the same regardless. It doesn't change color. It's like an iridescent white. It's the same. It never, ever, ever changes. So it's almost like, why mention it? You know, the charm has to be attached somehow. It has this little rope thing, and that's what you use to put around the neck or whatever it is you're going to do with the thing if you want to put it on the pony. Most of us put it around the pony's neck.
Yeah.
So they wear it as a necklace. So
that
doesn't matter.
The pony, the color of the pony and the color of the charm kind of slightly match.
For the most part, yeah. I mean, you didn't get an orange pony with a purple charm. You got an orange pony with an orange-colored charm. It might not be the exact color of the pony, though.
Yeah.
But it was always the same color family.
Yeah, definitely.
So, and I remember, I mean, man, you know, when they first came out, I mean, the speculation and debate about the colors of the charm. I mean, we were just so excited about new ponies that they just analyzed and picked apart every little aspect of those first ponies. You know, why is it darker? Why is it lighter? You know, people were using color scale matches and just really going crazy to try and see if, like, you know, when you had a whole bunch of, like, charms out, and if you're trying to match them up, I mean, there's a huge site dedicated, even a huge portion of the site even dedicated to get the perfect, you know, which variety of purple charm went with which purple pony, and it was a big deal at first.
Right.
We all thought that was going to be like the new mommy charms as far as importance. You know, you have to have all those charms. So far, that has not come to pass because of the amount of charms, I guess, they produced, and because they were not unique in any other way other than they were a different color. Like, they didn't have a special symbol or different color hair or anything like that. They were just
solid
color.
There was a big difference.
The pose. I'm talking about, like, they weren't
the poses
unique.
Were different. You had a couple of different poses.
But it wasn't really a very obvious difference. It wasn't like with the mommy charms where you could look at two of them and it was obvious right away they were distinctly different because of their color combination, because of their symbol, you know, even though those are all in the same pose. Whereas these came in two poses, but you really couldn't tell. You really had to kind of, like, really analyze and stare at the damn things to find the difference.
Right.
It was like, I was like, really, that's the difference? That's lame. What is funny is now, at least right now, at this point in pony history, the charms are really not worth much. I think you can get them for like a quarter a piece.
Yeah.
And I think at the time we thought they were going to be so much more important. Like, you know, if you had the charm that went to the pony, that was going to increase the value of that pony so much more. Now, maybe in 20 years it might, you know, when everybody's lost their charms or tossed their charms or whatever. But as it stands right now, you kind of got like the whole, well, guess I called that wrong, you know?
Definitely. But
it's still cool. I think it's still cool. And on a side note, because I'm going to talk about charms, it's a segue. Some fakies that were released overseas. Now, I guess if you're overseas listening to us, you're like, what are you talking about? That's not overseas. I'm trying to remember if I got them from, like, Norway. One of those, I don't know, Scandinavian countries. Forgive my geography, people of that region of the world. But they had some fakies out there that were in the G3 molds, and they came with fakie G3 charms, which are so cool because they actually made them two colors. You know, the body was one color and the hair was another color, and they're, like, amongst my favorite fakies because they actually did something with the charm other than just one color. Let me see if I can find it real quick. I think they might even, like, put, like, an eye, you know, painted the eye and, like, actually made it look more pony-ish. So I was like, whoa, that's so cool. Here, let me take a look. Yes, they did. Yeah, I'm telling you, the pony charms on the fakies are awesome. They actually painted the eye black and the hair was a color and the body was a color. And they did a good job. I mean, it wasn't, like, all sloppy or anything. So I've got to say, that was a neat surprise that usually, you know, when a fakie is doing something, it's just ripping off the mold or something like that. It's not common for a fakie to have actually improved on the original in some fashion or another. And I think that little added character was a bit of an improvement. Although I think they were all the same color, it was still neat that they actually looked like ponies. Anyway, just so you know, very cool fakies. I haven't seen them again in a very long time. I don't know how common they are, but they're really cool. Maybe I'll take a picture and post it up on our Facebook that I haven't gone to in a few months, and it's probably covered with spam.
Very cool, very cool.
Maybe I should do that. That might be a nice thing for me to do, huh?
There you go.
All right.
Okay, but moving
on. We talked
about
kimono as a wonderful, and you know what? We could talk a lot about kimono. Kimono was a very interesting figure. Of all the original ones, her and I would say maybe one other one really kind of, something happened with kimono. Kimono, for a lot of people, at least in the community, was like the favorite. Everybody was like, that's so awesome. There's like a cultural identity for kimono. And
yes.
A lot of us were like, oh, my gosh, that's so cool. I mean, usually you're used to ponies being identified with a fruit or a hobby or a flower or a color or, you know, season, that kind of stuff. But we've never, that I could recall, other than a marking on the hoof, had a symbol that really culturally identified them somehow, at least not in such an obvious way. I mean, there may have been some, but that was a huge thing for me. And Asian culture at that, which is huge. It's a huge, huge thing. You know, us Americans just can't get enough of that stuff. So she was a real big favorite, and she kind of disappeared. I mean, they kind of, in the cartoon that came out, do you remember this? Did you watch this?
Mm-mm.
What they did with kimono? I mean, they kind of had her living outside of the community, like almost, I wouldn't say much like a recluse, but she was slightly antisocial, living off, like, the outer walkways of Ponyville. She didn't live in Ponyville proper. She, like, lived out there and then would come visit Ponyville. Almost like Sakura, without such dense woods between her and Ponyville. I always thought that was interesting. They kind of, and I think, yeah, I think if I remember, they had her kind of portrayed kind of like, you know, wise and everything, the way you would, I think, typically envision someone of Asian ethnicity, you know, the stereotype was it like Karate Kid and Mr. Miyagi, you know, that they're wise and they're the ones you go to for advice and they live off in some serene, wonderful little remote area. And that was kimono in a lot of ways. But,
right.
And I think initially there was a little bit of a backlash against her. They were like, some people thought she was too snooty. Some people didn't think she was kind of incorporated enough into the whole Ponyville universe because she was set off to the side, and for whatever reason, that was pretty much it. Then they were like done, you know, they were like, okay. I think, yeah, and there was the other version, but not the same, but as far as really some other ponies, we'll see them pop up 4 times, 5 times. Some of them are just canon, they're just part of that main line. But of these original ones, most of them really pop up frequently. This was it. Kimono had her one shot, and it was odd because she was the favorite. She was a very strong favorite of the group, and she didn't get repeated the way the other ones were. So
definitely, definitely. Well, you got to figure she's. I think it was her. She was just way too unique.
I don't get it though. She was pink with purple hair. Little girls love that color combination. So, I mean, I could understand it if it was, like, a color thing that Hasbro would be like, well, you know, kids don't like orange ponies with blue hair. Typically, we've shown pink and purple are preferred. She's a pink pony with purple hair, or she's actually more of a purplish pony with darker purple hair. So the color was spot on. I think, oh, that was the other thing people complained about. Why wasn't she in more traditional Asian colors? You know, people are like, what about red and black and all this other stuff? And why didn't she look, you know? Well, you know what? So what? I think she was awesome.
Exactly. And she, of course, was the first pony in which pose is that one considered?
Oh, hell.
I know it's not.
I mean, heck. I mean, fudgesicles. I don't know what pose. That I'm not very good with. Let's see. I don't know what pose to call that. Kimono pose. That's what I call it. The Kimono. Let's see. What other popular pony was... I mean, maybe that is the kimono pose. I'm looking, and I'm trying to find another pony in that pose that maybe the cotton candy pose. Give me a moment, and I'll find an answer. Oh, that's Rainbow Dash 2. Fever. I'm trying to find a popular pony that maybe they would say, oh, yes, we can identify him because of this popular pony being in this pose. I feel like there's like the diva pose, for instance. The diva pose is very well known. And doesn't necessarily mean anything about it being attributed to one pony particularly. Let's see. Let's look at building playsets. It might have been according to that. 141. I am using Summer Haze reference guide to facilitate my search. Wonderful reference guide. Highly recommend it. Let's take a look at the ponies that came with the first playsets. I have no idea.
Oh, it
I
is,
call it the kimono
it is,
pose.
It is the kimono pose. Okay,
well, thank
I'm
you for finding
up.
That information. Where'd you get
okay.
that from?
Nishi actually gave it to me, and she said she pulled it off of Strawberry Reef's site.
Well, there you go. It's the kimono pose. Because I'm
so
like,
I'm
looking, I'm going,
up.
You know, I'm not finding a lot of ponies in that particular pose. None of them have the name recognition of kimono. So I was going to say, you know what, I don't know what it is, but it is. That's what I'm calling it, kimono pose. So it's the kimono pose.
Okay, I'm going to pull up Strawberry Reef site just for poses.
Yeah, like I said, I think with the G3s, we're going to wind up having to have a few sites up together to pull pieces of information, and it's not going to be as easy as one site has been for some of our other ponies. But for kimono's pose, I guess, again, and we talked about this last week, the symbol being only on one side, it's really throwing some people for a loop. Kimono would be her symbol and her heart, or her symbol is on her right side, and her heart is on her right front hoof.
And it is actually called the kimono pose, and there are several ponies who are in the kimono pose.
Right, and she's the kimono pose. This is good to know. It's definitely the kimono pose.
I like that.
So she's a... So in order for the symbol to be facing you, of course, she's standing on all fours, I believe, with the back, what is that, the back right leg kind of set off a bit, kind of stretched back a little bit more. And she has her head turned to face you, so her head turned to the right. It's a pretty simple pose.
But it's not tilted at all. It's just looking at you.
Right. Yeah, nothing weird going on. You don't look at her and go, okay, that looks really awkward or uncomfortable. She's just a really good, basic pose. So that's kimono. And with kimono, of course, because she was first, we also talked about some general stuff about the beginning of them. And she's still one of my favorites.
She is. I love her, and I do actually own her. I do have to say this is one of the very few first-year sets that I actually have the entire set.
What do you mean? Of, like, other pony lines? You mean
of
the
just,
G1? Or?
Just of just the first year of G3s. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
the
of
glitter,
all the sets that they had, this is the one you have all of them from.
Yeah, the Glitter Celebration, I have all of them.
I think a lot of people, it was like, because they came out and everybody was like crazy, and they immediately just went and bought everything that was out there.
Yeah,
and
but you
also,
have to remember, I came in a few years after this.
That's right, yeah, so you didn't have the luxury of picking them up at the store.
Yeah.
And I believe there's 50. There's also the 50 first runs. Of kimono out there available with the special little certificates or a sticker on there saying, you know, 1 of 50. I think, I don't remember if they were numbered or not.
Yes, they were numbered. Nishi wanted me to remember to mention this. I think we're going to mention it with each one that was in that special run.
I think it was only the first
no.
six we're about to talk to, wasn't it?
Mm-mm.
It was more than the first six?
It was kind of like
stuff,
here and there.
Out.
It was
Hang
here
on
and
a
there,
second.
So.
I've got somebody coming through on the pony line.
Uh-oh. Hmm. Let's see. She constantly tries to talk about me when I'm away. I'm wondering if we should talk about her when she's away. Hmm. I wonder. Nah. I think I'll be nice. I won't talk about her. But we will wait for her to come back. And hopefully she'll come back. Do 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 do. She should come back any time now. Any time. Do 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 do.
At least I sang them a song.
I was singing them a song.
You were doot 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 dooting.
You came in when I was doot doot dooting.
Okay. Well, I'm back.
Oh, good. Very good.
You could have just gone and talked about the next pony.
Oh, yeah, right. And have you all mad at me? I don't think so.
I wouldn't have gotten mad. Come on. I do enough talking. I would have made up for it.
Okay,
so who's next?
Do we want to go straight across on the page, or do we want to go up and down?
I don't care. Just go.
Well, up next, we're going to talk about... She is in one of... I think everyone considers this one of the weirdest poses.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
We, of course, are talking about poor Donkey Minty.
We are? I thought we were going to talk about poor, weird, bowing Pinkie Pie.
I
guess Donkey Minty looks a little donkey. I've never found the pose to be that bizarre. I actually thought Pinkie Pie's pose was a little bit weirder. But, definitely had that donkey. Like, why is she got that expression on her face?
But I think
let's talk about her.
I think it's supposed to be a happy look.
Yeah, I always kind of thought of it as a happy look. I think that particular picture... really makes her look very donkey-ish. I don't know. I guess she is a little donkey-ish looking.
Yeah.
Just so you people know, my plasticizing is leaching out of these ponies. They're feeling... Some of these very first ponies are feeling kind of sticky.
Uh-oh.
So I'm probably going to have to be giving pony baths. That might have to be something that I do every week now as I'm going through each pony, get some pony bathing going on. No damage. Like, there's no age spots. There's no funky stuff going on. We just got a little bit of they don't stink, so that's good. Just a little bit of a sticky-ish
issue.
Film kind of. Going on with them, so
I might have to look at mine.
Minty doesn't have it though.
Hmm.
And Minty, I can't remember if this is one that did it. I know several Minty we will see again, and she, well, definitely Pinkie Pie does. Maybe not so much this one. So we'll talk about Pinkie Pie instead.
Well,
so yeah, she has this weird pose. Go ahead.
Okay. But I think it kind of looks a little like she's looking up. She's kind of like happy to see you. You know, I think that's the kind of pose.
Right,
it is.
But her mouth is open. I think that's what did it. Her mouth being open. I guess some people looked at it and thought she was like, what is it they call what the noise the donkey makes?
Baying.
bang. It looks like she's kind of bang. And
yeehaw.
Right. But I don't think it looks as much like that, because when I think of a donkey bang, I think of the body language is as much a part of the bang as the mouth itself. And her body language is in a bang, kind of forceful, with the neck down and stretched forward. It's more of a looking up, like, oh, look, I'm going to catch a snowflake on my tongue kind of, you know, look to me. So I've never really got it. I think you could very easily take a picture of her at certain angles that could make her look more donkeyish, but I think you can also take pictures of her at different angles that make her just look happy. You know,
yeah.
I think it can be a very happy looking pose, like you were saying, you know. And then you can take a picture of her looking like she wants a bottle. I mean, kind of depends on how you want to look at it.
Oh, I didn't think about it that way.
Yeah, you know, it's like, feed me.
Feed me. Gosh darn it, I'm fatter now. I need food.
Yeah, but I do know, Minty was another one. We were ecstatic with a Minty. Minty, you know, everybody knows Minty of the first six was of G1s was very popular. So to have a new Minty, well, first of all, I was like, oh my gosh, they're using the names again. That's kind of cool. Some people, of course, you know, didn't like that, but I thought it was kind of cool.
Yeah.
That they were getting new names and having similarities, you know, kind of bringing in some of those older characters with a little bit of a twist. And this twist being, well, instead of the shamrocks, she actually has mints on her.
Which makes more sense.
It does make a little more sense than shamrocks being called Minty. And they're cute. They're like little peppermint swirls.
Yes.
And her color worked. We were like, oh my gosh. So the color, the symbol, everything makes sense with the name. Hasbro is getting it right.
Yes, and of course she is mint green. It is an odd shade of green. I think this is the only pony that comes in this shade of green.
But it's another thing when you look at it. I mean, let's put it in context of Hasbro. Come on, how many times do we sit there and go, what was Hasbro thinking naming the pony this or giving it that symbol? It's a mint green pony with peppermints called Minty.
Yeah, finally.
Wow.
They did not let them go to lunch before they got done, you know, naming and creating these ponies.
It's almost as if one person was involved in the creation of that pony entirely, as opposed to, like, sometimes you get the feeling like one person makes the pony, another person's just throwing
colors
a name out, and they pulled it from a hat, and somebody else came up with a name for the line. This actually seems like, you know what, I think one person was involved in the specific creation of the entire pony from top to bottom, name and all.
Yeah.
And she was, and again, just like Kimono. I mean, Kimono's colors may not have been what everybody was expecting, but at least her symbol and her name matched.
Right.
And I guess you could call those Japanese lanterns as well, considering that a Kimono is a Japanese thing. I think we should probably go with Japanese lanterns.
Why are we going backwards instead of forward?
Because I'm looking at them sitting next to each other, and I realize you called them Chinese lanterns, and they might be Japanese lanterns since her name
they're
is
Kimono. Lanterns. They're paper lanterns.
They're paper lanterns. There you go. Who's next? Are we going to talk about somebody else? Did we mention the pink hair, the pink and white? You know what we didn't mention that's consistent about why these guys have the glitter name?
Because of their tinsel in their hair.
Yes, and you know what a lot of people did when they first got these guys?
They detinseled them.
Detinseled them. I don't know how smart of a move that was, but
probably
they
not.
Did. They got out their tweezers and they pulled out every strand of tinsel. So I think for those of you that may be new to collecting and now looking at some of these G3s and seeing them in lots and seeing a Kimono that has no tinsel in her hair, no, you're not looking at a variant. You're looking at a detinseled Kimono. It is something that was practiced quite a bit. Those early years. I don't know how much they talk about it now because I'm not as up on the boards as I used to be. But just so you know, people, you're not looking at variants, at least as far as these guys are concerned. They were supposed to have tinsel. And if they didn't, somebody pulled it out.
Exactly. But, of course, she comes with a mint green charm. Which, boy, is that mint green.
I've got a huge bag with all the... Well, no, actually the charm is on my ponies. I'm sorry, I was thinking of the brushes. Did you mention the brushes yet?
Oh, wait, yeah, they're all bow brushes, and they try to match the colors.
Right, so that's another thing of consistency you're going to see through the line is, yeah, green pony,
well,
green charm, green brush.
Up to a certain point.
Right. Yeah, up to the point where they... Then they get to that point of now we're reissuing and we're reusing and we're throwing
just
things into the mix.
Toss a brush in.
Right, but the brush shape itself is more like a traditional brush shape. You know, it's like the round head, kind of stubby for a brush. But the bow that you're referring to is like a raised bow on the back or of the head of the brush, not where the little teeth of the brush would be, but on the back side, they put like a little bow and edging on it. I'm smelling my... I'm enjoying the smell of my strawberries and cream... or Strawberry Surprise plushie that Kit Kat Vintage made for me with the inserted strawberries and cream sachet. Boy, that was genius. So cool.
Are you ready to move on?
Yeah, sorry, I just landed on her. I was like, ooh, what a delightful scent.
Before you get high off of strawberries and cream?
Yes, really. Who's next?
Up next.
I'm brushing them as we talk about them. They're all getting extra love.
Oh, that's good. Up next, oh my God.
Oh no.
It started here.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God, the invasion.
The evil incarnate.
She is cute. She is pink. But by God, she is evil.
Yes.
She
was trying to take over Ponyville for a very, very long time. We had the conflicts with Majesty and Spike and everybody else. Yes, she is it. The sometimes
mastermind.
Disputed mayor, mastermind of all evil.
Don't ever want to look her straight in the eyes because she will hypnotize you.
I dare I say that we have to say her name.
Don't do it.
It has to be done. Somebody's got to do it.
Don't do it.
Okay, let me
don't look in the mirror when you're
doing
it.
I gotta get a safety pony charm. Wait, what can I do? I shall get her G4 incarnation to ward off evil. Dun, dun, dun. We're safe. We can say the name.
Okay. You do it.
Pinkie Pie! Now, initially, when she showed up, everybody was like, oh, cute pony, pink with pink hair, and balloons, how cute. But then...
They didn't realize.
We didn't know. We didn't know what was to come. She was cute. You know, and Hazel was like, you know, she's like the cotton candy. Until they actually had a cotton candy. of G4s. Or the G3s, rather. You know, she was the pony that, like, every little girl had. The pink pony with the pink hair and the balloons. Hello. Yeah. You know, she's on everything. And
nobody
to
realized.
A degree, we're like, okay, yeah, great. You know, you need your Barbie pink pony.
Yes.
But then her personality on the little special cartoons they would do was terrible. Really irritating. A lot of us were unhappy with it. And then they just started inundating us with her. And we just couldn't get away from her awfulness. And that's how, and because there were so many of her, that's how the whole, you know, Pinkie Pie is trying to take over and
yes.
Pinkie Pie is horrible. And by the time G4s came around, we thoroughly, thoroughly hated Pinkie Pie.
Yes. And
so,
then we found
I mean,
out she was supposed to be in the new show.
Oh my gosh! Horror of horrors!
Oh my God!
These people are crazy.
We're gonna go to Hasbro and we're gonna start picketing out front.
But we were like, you know, surprised we weren't burning Pinkie Pie in effigy out front. I mean, it was like, what are you thinking? And I'm telling you that I know we're kind of jumping around a little bit there, but again, you can got to attribute it to the genius of Lauren Faust and the team.
Yes.
They took literally probably the most hated pony in Ponyville and turned her into one of the most favorite ponies ever.
Yes.
That is sheer genius, to be able to take something that reviled.
I don't even know
if that's a word. I just made it up if it isn't.
Wait. Someone got trapped in the rainbow room. Oh, dear.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
dear. I wonder if it's going to be somebody who was going to defend her. Hey, we said nice things about her.
Sorry, I broke the glass. They're free.
Set her free. Set her free.
I knew I was going to find a use for that glass. That glass sound.
Nice. Yay, she's free.
We freed you, Miss Nishi.
Yes, and I was wondering if you were going to visit us today.
Well, I was trying to restrain myself, but you mentioned the evil that tried to take over Ponyland, and so I felt like I
was
being summoned. Yes.
Of course. Because, you know, that's exactly what comes to mind when I think evil.
Oh, yes.
Well, no, I actually, as far as Pinkie Pie goes, I have several Pinkie Pie in my bait collection.
No. You have several Pinkie Pies. I never would have guessed. That's like half of us have several Pinkie Pies by default.
Yes.
So,
but
are you saying you, like, intentionally have Pinkie Pies?
Well, I think I have so many Pinkie Pie because when people make bait lots that they sell, they're like, I have Pinkie Pie. Let's throw them all in there.
Well,
but
I think
what I like...
Go ahead, sweetie.
I was going to say what I like about the very first Pinkie Pie was her color. She wasn't like this pale light pink. She was locket pink. And I can work with that.
Yeah, she was a good solid pink.
Oh,
yeah. She had a little bit of a depth to her pink. Her hair was more of that pink, light cotton candy-ish pink. But her body was a nice rosy pink. I'm not really sure how to put that, but it was a nice pink. We didn't hate her immediately. We were like, oh, yeah, okay, the obligatory pink pony with pink hair. We all saw it was coming. It was happening eventually. And then Hasbro also, you know, then she became like the poster child. Not only was she everywhere, but on the every year pony that they would release for the conventions for a while, it was a reimagined version of Pinkie Pie.
Yes.
They're like, please, enough with Pinkie already. Although I really don't consider them the same because I think those were much better, but glad they departed from that eventually.
Yes.
Her pose, though, I gotta say, of all things about her, I really did not dig this pose.
The walking pose?
This pose just never really worked for me. I mean, I think it's because I don't like the positioning of the head. It doesn't really flatter the pony. The ponies should not in any way, like, the only time their head should be in any kind of downward position is if they're doing, like, that crumpet pose or, you know, Applejack's demure kind of little cock to the head, kind of looking down. Anything other than that is just not pony-ish. It just doesn't look right. It looks really awkward. And it kind of deadens the character. I mean, it really was just weird. It took personality away from the pony rather than added to it. I found that pose just to be very unflattering. And I can't think of any pony in that pose that I like. That pose does some sort of justice to the pony.
Now, see, this pose is actually my second favorite pose of the G3 line. My first favorite is the kimono pose because I think it's a very elegant pose, the kimono pose. But the Pinkie Pie pose, the walking pose, is so reminiscent of the original Six Collectors pose.
You think
she's
so?
She's the fattest, I think,
actually,
of all the ponies. She's the fattest of all the ponies of the G3 that they've made that I've managed to get a hold of. Her downward head, I mean, my G1 collector's poses are constantly falling off the shelf because their head is down. And
so you've got
it
the
just,
flat foot. The flat foot ones always fall over.
Yes. Yes, I have the flat foot, so I'm a sucker for the flat foot.
But the concave ones, they kind of cured that problem for the most part. They stopped falling over. But the flat foots, man, they just, man, nosediving all the time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, occasionally the concave foots fall over, but the concave foots, their head is up higher, just ever so slightly. It makes the pony look taller, and they don't fall over as much.
Right.
But I feel like this particular pose really reminds me of the flatfoot G1s.
Actually,
so,
if you look at it without
interesting perspective, but I still don't like the pose.
Actually, you know what? You are right. If you take out the fact that the one foot is cocked upwards,
it is
the original pose.
It's not. It's a twist. Her head, her Pinkie Pie's head, isn't doing the same kind of forward horse. I think with the G1 collector pose, it's a horse pose. It's a pose you would expect a horse to be in if it was standing there looking forward. This pose with Pinkie Pie, to me, even if a horse does it, it doesn't look as natural as some of the other poses that we'll see later. Obviously, there's going to be even more unnatural ones. But for me, it doesn't have a natural feel to it. You know, even though the G1 pose is a very static pose, it's still a real pose. It was believable. And that might be one of the things that I'm not particularly fond of with this with Pinkie Pie. Is I think just, and it could only like be a matter of like millimeters, you know, of like the subtlest of tilts or twists that make it go from yes, a pony pose to no, not quite right, something's off. But I
think
appreciate
what's
that,
really
that
the
you
most
find
off
that
about
interesting.
It.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, what I think is the most off about it is the fact that three of her legs are truly she's standing. And it's just that one leg that's lifted, and the head is just tilted ever so slightly. But that can be fixed by breaking the seal. The head
right, but we're talking about the way the pose, you know, the way it was
that's
manufactured
true.
And intended to be shown. You know, we all kind of subtly adjust, you know, to make it look a little less weird. You know, for whatever your personal aesthetic is.
Yes.
But I like that you have a better, a more positive viewpoint on that. You know, I can be hypercritical. I don't know if you guys have noticed.
No, never.
Really? Me, never. Hypercritical? Are you kidding me?
Never.
So I think it's cool that you're able to find something a little bit more redeeming about that pose. That's an interesting take.
Well, you know, I can't fault you for being hypercritical. I'm known for being a bit on the critical side myself, just a smidgen. And as far as poses, for a long time I did not like the donkey pose at all. But I made a custom in it, and I think once customized, it's a much better pose. But also I noticed, because I've been doing a G1 custom of a baby Cuddles, or I took a baby Cuddles, a non-Betty Bye baby Cuddles, and customized it. And I noticed that the donkey pose is very reminiscent of the G1 non-Betty Bye Baby Cuddles pose.
Hmm.
And that makes me
baby
like it
Cuddles,
better.
Baby Cuddles, looking, where is she? She's in there somewhere. I don't know where
she was
with
the baby
Oh, there she set. Is. There she
I
is.
Think.
Okay. Yeah, sure, I can see that. That works. Also kind of reminds me of Clipper. Just because I'm happening to be looking
Gadiman.
At Clipper.
Miss Gadiman said, I hope they are not nitpicking Pinkie Pie because Hasbro gave us an army of Pinkies.
That definitely did not help Pinkie's cause as time went on. That, I think, was her downfall. But the biggest hit to her has to have been the way she was portrayed in the cartoons.
Yeah.
That made her insta-annoying. And then the inundation by Hasbro really was her downfall. Her fate was sealed. Initially, we did not hate her. Initially, it wasn't like hate. It was like, oh, the balloons are kind of cool. Yeah, it's cute. There was no real hate, I think, when Pinkie Pie first hit the scene. I think, if anything, you know, there was a again, the kind of critique of, like, you know, how do you feel about the pose, and that was really about it. You know, we all kind of expected the pink pony, and then a lot of us liked it, and yeah, no, the hate did not hit right away.
All right.
So we've covered Pinky, but you know what? She has been fully redeemed, and, you know, I think that's interesting is that a lot of kids and girls that maybe like the G4 Pinkie Pie are going to be looking at G3 Pinkie Pie completely differently. Completely differently.
That is true. I fell in love with the G4 Pinkie Pie. I love her personality. I love her randomness.
I absolutely adore G4 Pinkie Pie, and I was one of the worst haters on G3 Pinkie Pie that there could be. I mean, I was mortified that they made her. And then, yeah, G4 Pinkie Pie, I mean, the first show was like, oh, my God, I love Pinkie Pie. What the heck just happened?
I totally know what you mean, because when they first announced that there was Pinkie Pie had been brought over, I'm like, no. No,
I know,
no.
We were like, why not Minty? Why not Kimono? Why not this one? Why not that one? What the heck are they doing? And I think it's with a couple of the other ones as well, because they brought over, you know, Sweetie Belle and Sparkle Works, which are also G3 incarnations.
I was upset by this, you know, the Sweetie Belle at first, but I really like what they've done with her in the newer.
Okay, how are we getting off the track here?
I know. It's hard when you're talking about a pony that has incarnations in other generations as well, especially ones that are currently out there. It's, you know, people out there are going to recognize names and associate it to the ponies that are on the shelves right now, so it's kind of hard not to mention it. But we did jump the gun a little bit.
Yeah, we're jumping the gun into other ponies.
Okay, let's get back on track then. What's the next one on the docket?
Well, we haven't quite finished with her, because, of course, we do have to mention she does come with a light pink charm.
And a pink brush. Amazing.
But
yeah,
up next,
she comes with a charm that matches her body. Oh no!
But it's a light,
you know,
lighter than the other one.
I do want to say, I mean, talk about another thing. We all wondered why they didn't have ribbons, because the G1s all had ribbons, tail ribbons that they came with, and I think quite a few of us were kind of like really hoping that there was going to be the nice little ribbon accessory to dress up your pony, and there was no ribbon. We're like, no ribbon. But we got the charm, so we're like, okay,
yep.
You get a charm.
There you go. Well, up next, we have she's full of fireworks.
Oh, just say it.
It's Sparkleworks.
Oh, Sparkleworks. Now, let me make sure. This is the one in that ghastly pose, isn't it?
It's the first one. Depends on what you consider a ghastly pose.
It was Sparkleworks. Oh, no, Sparkleworks one. That one was fine.
I didn't think Sparkleworks.
Yeah, we're going in
not
order
the one
here.
That looked like she was going to break something. No, this is a pretty fairly normal-looking pose. I think this was a good pose.
And this, of course, is called the Sparkleworks pose.
Yeah, it's a real... nothing really to hate about it. Nothing really to love about it, but a very easy pony probably to work with for customs, very straightforward as far as presentation, not too much of, like, you know, well, like Donkey Pose has a very specific limitation probably on what you can do with that because of the expressions, as well as, like, you know, some other poses. But this one, I think, she's a little bit more universal in what you can do with her.
Now, I liked the orange body color and the fact that they had her having fireworks.
Oh, yeah.
I loved that.
Fireworks
are
so hard to do on a pony. Have you noticed of all the ponies that ever have fireworks on them, it's hard to take something that is as awesome as fireworks in real life and carry that over to a symbol that's exciting. And Sparkleworks, you know, again, yeah, doesn't quite get there. But I just think that's an interesting, I don't know if that's called irony or what, that you're taking something as explosive and exciting as fireworks, and for some reason when you put it on a pony, it's just, it doesn't do much.
I think Sparkleworks gets as close as you can. I mean, her body is bright,
mm-hmm.
and it almost looks lit up in the right light, so, I mean, I think
they
try.
Well, they all had that pearly, oh, did we mention that? That pearly... the Pearly Body. I mean, they weren't, like how with the G1s, they had the matte plastic. There was no sheen.
Yeah.
There was no shimmer. It was just, you know, your standard plastic. Whereas G3s had this pearlescent plastic that they were made in initially. They weren't flat. They shined. They were not opalescent, but pearly. And that was a completely new thing that we hadn't seen in any previous pony incarnations. And it was a love or hate it thing. Some people really, you know, didn't like it. And I thought it was cool. I thought it was a neat new thing. It got a little old, I think, after a while, and I was glad they shifted out of it. But initially, it was kind of cool. And like I said, definitely lends itself to the sparkle or the firework idea for this. I think what they really need to do to make a firework pony work is they need to freaking just make one that lights up. They need to have one that the little fireworks actually light up, and then they will have accomplished the feat.
Well, see, I think it would be difficult, though, because what you'd have to do is you'd have to make the fireworks light up, but not the rest of the body. Because if you make the whole thing light up, it'll lose the effect.
Just make
you need
a very
the background
dark
to stay
body.
Dark.
Yeah, you could, but I mean, you know what? They've trying to think if they've done that for any other ponies. I guess you would just have to make a more opaque plastic. I think they could do it. I really do. I think they could do something with an LED light that is light enough that really just kind of channels through the plastic, as opposed to like the old-fashioned one that would just light up the whole body. Little LED lights don't work quite the same way. You can kind of have that light directed through the plastic a little bit more. So I think they could do it now in a more effective way than maybe they could have previously. I mean, just think of the fiber optic G1 Princess Sparkle, you know, where the light only came through the fiber optic pieces of plastic sticking out of her crown.
True. Well, and it would be interesting. I would love to see one of the more experienced customizers see if they can do it.
That would be neat, wouldn't it? I really think that could be done. I mean, like I said, they've done it, and it might just be a matter of it either having to have a certain amount of opacity to the pony itself, but the technology is there. And there's more than ample enough space in the bum to get it done. So I think that's something that I would love to see in the future. But the pony itself, yeah, okay, it's orange. I think, oh, man, people were thrilled that it was orange. It was a color other than, you know, white, pink, and purple.
Yes, and non-pastel, which it was really rare in the G1 line.
Right, I mean, she was a good, solid orange. She was a good, you know, good deal. And of course the fireworks. So yeah, I mean it's she definitely did a little bit better job of the fireworks than the G1 gal fared over her firework representation. She was a twinkle eye. I'm trying to remember which one that was.
Oh, it's Skyrocket.
You sure it was Skyrocket? Because
yes.
Skyrocket was also a mail order sparkle pony.
Did
she also have fireworks on her?
Well, mail order sparkle pony Skyrocket had like a rocket on her, whereas the twinkle eye Skyrocket had fireworks.
Oh, I just forgot that they were both named Skyrocket for some reason. Still not really. Yeah, maybe because I'm sitting next to my sparkle ponies. All right, so overall, generally happy with SparkleWorks. You know, she's got some things about her to like, definitely. Are we going to talk about the second pose of her?
Well, I figured we'd maybe finish off with her.
Oh, are we already at 11 o'clock?
No, I meant finish describing her because we forgot to mention the fact that her hair is pink.
It's like an orange hot pink bow. Or very close to hot pink.
Definitely.
It's bubblegum pink.
There you go.
Maybe a little darker.
I think it's new bubblegum.
It's not bubblicious bright. It's not bubblicious pink. When I think bubblegum pink, I'm thinking a little lighter than the pink that Sparkleworks has. Sparkleworks' hair is like not like electrified hot pink, but I think it does go more towards a deeper bubblegum than just bubblegum pink.
Definitely.
But I think everybody gets the general idea. I think, you know, you start getting into some of the subtleties of the colors, and it gets even trickier. That's the one thing I say about the G3 line is they really did stretch out their color palette with some of them and really try to bring in, you know, as much as there's pink and purple all over the place, there are some ponies in colors that we're going to have a bit of a challenge describing exactly what color that is.
Definitely. And we're going to move on to what they call the second set of Glitter Celebration ponies. They're, according to what Summer's book and everything else says, they did the first glitter set, and then they did the first rainbow set, and then they went back to the glitter set to finish it off.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting they decided to even have a second pose on the same pony released so soon.
Yeah. I think maybe they may have been trying to test the waters with the different poses, though.
Yeah, I really feel like the Sparkleworks 2 pose was a very unfortunate pose.
Yes, and unfortunately it's a pony we haven't discussed yet, but we will name it. It is, of course, the Sunny Days pose.
I have to look at it. Let me get the pony itself and see how I feel when I'm like holding it. Because in the picture in Summer's book, you know, it's an energetic. It's got movement.
If
you can't say anything, that has movement. There is definitely
because if you look at it and you look at the Sparkleworks pose, it's just like she flipped her head around, tilted it, and started to smile.
Right. I mean, that was totally voguing it. She was doing the CoverGirl commercial there. You know. So, I don't know, for whatever reason, that pose doesn't particularly bother me.
So, it's just pose.
It's actually, I think of all the poses, it's the pose that frightens me the most.
Frightens you? Interesting.
Please tell.
Why does it frighten you? I mean, that's interesting to have the opposite. I actually like the pose. I think in some ways it can be problematic, but overall, I think it's cool. I like that it has as much energy to it as it does.
But
tell me what frightens you.
Her mouth
Please,
is open.
Lay down on the couch.
Okay, let her
place.
Talk.
I just wanted to
and quit talking. Me. Don't make me mute you.
Oh, whatever.
Her? But no, her mouth is open, and the position that her head is, it really looks like if somebody were riding her or walking beside her, that she's going to try and bite them.
Oh, that's great.
Okay, so it's the bite me pose.
Yeah, I'm planning on making a monster pony in that pose.
So instead of saying bite me, I just have to say sunny days?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sunny days. I guess I can totally see where you're going with that, but to me the smile is so evident on her face that I just don't get the bite me. I mean, I think you could customize that mouth to definitely look like I'm about to bite you.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the way the head is doing that. But like Panda said, I got more of the hair flip feel off of this particular pose. because of the happy look on her face, and I did the bite me. But I love that you you look at this pony and think of the fear of her getting ready to buck you off her back or bite you in the on the leg or something. So that is
well,
gonna be my catchphrase of the week. Sunny days.
And to point out that just because someone's smiling doesn't mean that they're happy with you or not going to bite you.
It's not a sinister smile to me. That's all I'm saying. It doesn't have that. It looks like a genuine smile to me. But, again, it's perception. You know, I love that you have these. I love that you have a different perception than me so
yes.
clearly. That's awesome.
And according to Summer X Blade, this is her quote. Oh, num, 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 pony takes a bite.
What time is it?
I think it's pony snack time.
I was like, somebody's saying nom. I'm going, nom, nom, nom. I need to open up some pony snacks. All right. I'm going to run down the stairs and get me a package of pony snacks.
You know, the other day I got a package of pony snacks that was entirely filled with pink and no
really?
Other color. Yes.
Which shade
How
of pink?
How freaky is that?
Was it both shades?
The heart-shaped.
Boy,
oh,
I would have sent that back to Betty Crocker telling them, you gave me a defective pack here. It was just all hearts.
The heart-shaped ones are the yummy ones, though.
This is true.
I think it's the other pink ones that are a little weird tasting. Again, you know, everybody else has their own favorites with those. But I think I remember liking the heart-shaped ones. So if I had all pink, that certainly would have made me happier than, say, having all, I don't know, purple or something, or orange.
That's
purple
true.
Is
a big
good.
Fan of- And they were good. It was just really odd.
Yeah, no, that's definitely odd. I think
and
I was taking a picture.
And was it from the box with Twilight Sparkle on it?
Yes.
Yes, no longer is Pinkie Pie on the box.
Yes, yeah, so the snacks have not changed, but the packaging has.
Go figure. You'd think so. You would
come
think
on,
they
I'm
would
impressed
change
that
the
they even changed the packaging. I mean, that shocked me. If they had changed
yeah.
the whole shape. Oh, wait. Oh, guess what?
What?
Just realized. I just snagged one out of a bag. On the inside, however, the little inside pouches still have Pinkie Pie on them.
Yes.
G3 Pinkie Pie. So they only
Go
changed
figure.
The box itself.
Well, just wait.
Yep,
maybe
they haven't
doing
changed
it in stages.
Candy molds at all, or the little baggies.
Ah, and of course I jinxed myself and gave myself 3 purples.
That's what you get.
I got no purples in this one, but I got a yellow and a ton of greens.
Uh-oh.
I love greens. Greens
Uh-oh.
Are my favorite.
Run, Mishi, run!
Give me your greens!
She will tackle
no!
you for them.
Oh, yeah, I got the funniest little thing happening here. I got this little, one of the ponies, pony shapes in here, got squished in such a way that it, and it's the darker pink one that's like a full body pony,
mm-hmm.
that it looks like one of the ponies that should go into the surprise twin mommy. I first saw it, and I was like, oh, my God, it's a surprise twin baby. I can't eat that. It's so funny.
I have
to
say,
the babies are the most tender.
I have to say, Pony Dog had no objections to any color. He thought they were all the best.
Usually take him like 5 minutes to chew each one.
No, 2 seconds.
You must have a bigger pony dog. Isn't that a little pony dog?
I have a little pony dog. He'd chomp once and swallow.
Bear probably would have chomped for a bit. I miss Bear.
Oh.
But I have him on the pony show.
There you go.
On the earlier shows, we can hear him barking and stuff.
Yes, for the last few weeks, my poor dog has been afraid of me. I'd come home and he'd come up to me and kind of like, hi, and then run up underneath the dining room table.
All right, that's a little weird, but okay. So,
there was a reason behind it, but, you know.
I don't know. Do we really want to know why your dog is scared of you?
No, I'll tell you later.
Ponies After Dark?
Yeah.
So, who's next?
Up next, it is... She's back for a second round. It's Sparkle Works, too.
We already talked about that.
Not really.
Yeah, that's the one that's going to turn around and bite you.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I mean, we said it's Sunny Days is Pose, so now the new expression for bite me is Sunny Days.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Sorry. Oh, up next, then, is...
She's back for a second round, too.
Wrong one.
Oh, I was reading across.
Oh. What, are we doing Pinkie Pie here?
Might as well. Makes sense.
Up next. Oh, fine. We'll do Pinkie Pie the second. Pinkie Pie number two, and she's a diva.
The diva pose. Very popular pose.
The pose everyone wants.
And
now, see that's the cover girl hair flip pose.
Well, that's the after. That's in the
middle. That's like the Vogue or something. That's like the, what do you call it, like the suave. That's the hair. That's the hair one. The other one was more of like the makeup hair flip pose. And this is more of the I have luxurious hair pose.
Yeah. There
she
are two different Vogue poses.
But she is. So she's got her feet are like on the ground, but in an unusual kind of like model way. I mean, this is a total model pose. You know, like models do things with their feet and stuff that make absolutely no sense. Like if you really had to hold your weight, that would not work. But it's that way she has her head lifted up and her neck kind of stretched out with her head ever so slightly turned to the side with the heavier lidded eyes, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah, so she's got the heavier lidded eyes, like kimono, which we hadn't really mentioned, but...
We'll have to go back to kimono. Let me take a look. Suppose I could just get up. But... Oh,
yeah,
she's
got like
does.
The bright-eyed and bushy-tailed eyes of Sparkle Works and Minty. And then you got the heavier lidded, you know, not 100% wide open eyes of kimono and the diva pose here. And it's certainly how they look in the... They got that dreamy eye look.
Now, see, I really wish that in the G1 line that ponies like Locket would have had this pose instead of the ones they were given.
Particular reason why you're picking on Locket?
Oh, because Locket is one of my favorite twinkle eyes. And she was always so, I thought, so glamorous. But they made her look so shy. And I couldn't figure out why they made her look so shy.
I don't know. I wonder if, I don't know her backstory or anything like that, but I wonder if it's, you know, because she's got the key and she's secretive and so she's quiet. I don't know. Or the key to your heart.
Mm.
So she shouldn't be too, like, flamboyant about it. That would make her look like a Don Juan. That's just, you know, off the top of my head speculation, though. I don't even know the poor girl's story.
Oh, yes.
But I think she's pretty. So, the diva pose. What is it about this pose? Because future ponies that show up in this pose are highly sought after. If not for the limited run of them being produced, or it's because customizers really love the pose, so they like to find the diva poses for their customs. She's just popular. You will sell a diva pony no matter who it is. You can sell it because somebody will love that pose.
Definitely. Someone will love her.
I definitely like Diva Pinky
better than that other pose. I'm not fond Pinkie Pie's first pose. I remember thinking that was a little more fun, but neither one of them really quite captured the personality that is Pinkie Pie.
No. I think it's also because of the fact that she was one of the first ones in this pose.
Yeah, she was the first one in this pose, wasn't she?
Yes, she was the first one in in that particular pose. But they call the diva pose the strawberry pose rather than the Pinkie Pie pose.
Why would they call it the strawberry pose? It's not on a strawberry pony.
Well, it is.
It is.
Oh, sweetberry, you mean?
Yeah.
Yes.
So
sweetberry.
Sweetberry pose. We all know it as the diva pose.
Oh, sweetberry.
I don't know if anybody calls it the sweetberry pose. We just call it the diva pose.
Yeah.
I think it's because the Pinkie Pie pose is the walking pose, so they couldn't name another pose after Pinkie Pie.
Yeah.
Well, not only that, but apparently, jumping ahead just for a moment to look at Sweetberry, they were released in the summer of 2003, and the Glitter Ponies with the second releases were in fall. So Sweetberry did make her appearance first in the diva pose. It's just that, I guess, because of them being of, and this is where things get a little tricky when we're looking at this, because of the same ponies released around the same time and Glitter Celebration, really only difference being the pose, Summer and her book kind of put them together, even though in sequential references, some of the Rainbow Celebration ponies were released next. After the initial set of Glitter Ponies, then came the Rainbow Celebration Ponies, then go back, and in the fall, they came out with the re-release of Sparkle Works and Pinkie Pie in the different poses and a couple additional new ponies. So you're going to kind of jump around a little bit. They kind of had some weird overlapping, weird orders of things going on. And then you had weird things happening, like promotional two-packs in the very first few months, especially where they were mixing and matching things together, new releases with an old pony and a new pose or something like that. So things got weird. But we were buying it all. We didn't care. So I guess you want to just finish off this page just because?
Would be nice to at least finish off one section tonight.
Okay.
So up next, of course, this girl, I've gotten so many of this one, I swear to God, I'm starting to think she's Pinkie Pie.
Really?
It is Strawberry Swirl.
I think it's interesting that you have so many of her.
I have gotten so many of this one over the years. In lots. It is not even funny. I swear, I can make a strawberry swirl army out of how many I have. There's just so many of them that are in my house right now.
That's so weird. I don't think I've ever come across more than, one.
Well, I have.
I have a couple of
Isn't
my
that weird
Facebook.
How everybody has their story of their pony that somehow or another has invaded their house. No matter what they do, more of them show up from lots or whatever, and they wind up with a dozen of them.
For me, it's Pinkie Pies, various forms of Pinkie Pie. I can't make enough pink ponies to get through all of them. Sooner or later, I'm going to have to start repainting them. But I think I'm missing a few. I do have a couple strawberry swirls, and I love them because they are so easy to customize. White is a wonderful thing.
Yes. But, yes, she is white. Her symbol is a strawberry with swirls around it. Go figure. And her hair is, I want to call this strawberry pink.
Okay. Let me take a look and see if it's the same color as Sparkleworks hair.
No, it's definitely not. It's definitely a deeper shade.
All right, we've got Sweetberry. Hello, Sweetberry. And we've got Sparkleworks. Of course, they're up on the top shelf, which is of my, like, 8-foot shelf thing, and I can't reach it. And I'm going to lay the hair on top of each other under the light. No, they are exactly the same color.
Can't be.
Exactamundo. I am holding them, and I have the hair side by side brushed together, and you cannot make a differentiation whatsoever. Same exact color. Sorry.
I don't think
so.
That is
the power of color theory and the optical illusion that can happen. And where you thought it was bubblegum pink when it was sitting across against the orange body of Sparkleworks, and then Panda's thinking it's a much darker pink against the white body. So that's what happens because of the saturation. Your eye gets saturated with the red from the orange and makes the color of that pink slightly come across slightly different. And then when you have a white body, it almost brings out a purple color to this hair. So, but it's the same hair, people.
It is. The strawberry swirl hair is the same color as Sparkleworks. The strawberry swirl's hair is about, it's almost the same color as Heartthrob.
Yeah,
it's just
and that's
slightly
different. Almost a more of a rosy color.
It's just, I'm holding it next to the birth flower pony hair, and that's supposed to be the color of Heartthrob's hair. And the strawberry swirl Sparkleworks
okay.
Hair is just slightly.
Let me get Heartthrob. Heartthrob. Okay, we got Heartthrob, and let's hold her up against Sparkleworks. And I shall tell you if they are a color match. And they are pretty damn close.
Yeah, like
with
I said,
Sparkleworks,
like
Sparkleworks hair having the slightest hint brighter to it. I mean, they are really close. I would say maybe Sparkleworks hair having maybe a tinge more towards the purplish or the pink. But they're really close. Just so you know. Like,
yes,
initially you would say yes to the same color.
You could probably reroute it with new bubble gum or Heartthrob and have it be very close.
Yes. I would not want to reroute. Wouldn't want to reroute. I wouldn't want to reroute anybody. I wouldn't want to reroute Heartthrob with Sparkleworks. Although I think that might actually work better than the other way around. Anyway, there you have it. They're very, 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 very close, but not exact. Let me see if it's any different than the pink, or red, as we call it, inside the...
Can we, finish the last pony before Ponies After Dark, and then you can discuss the colors?
Has that much time happened? Well, that's what we do. We discuss the ponies and the colors, and we're just very into the topic. Yeah, so let's finish the last pony so we can complete those pages, I guess. Yes,
well,
Mom.
Come on. 8 ponies
well,
in 2 hours.
We've had to explain more than just the ponies. We've had to do kind of an introduction to a lot of these poses and stuff. I mean, it's not like we haven't been talking about ponies, Panda.
Right, I know. But we also do need to mention that the charm that comes with her is clear. But it's not a clear. It looks like it's more of a yellowish clear. Or is that just old age?
Let me look. No, it's clear.
Okay, so that's just old age in that photo.
That's just old age. It's clear.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
Yeah, that wouldn't have made much sense, but it's definitely clear. Yeah, the white ponies that came with clear charms, they are all clear. There are no ponies that have like a slightly yellowish clear, unless it's a yellow charm, like
right.
obviously yellow. So if it's supposed to be clear, it is clear.
Okay. And the last girl on the block tonight. She sounds like she should come down. She should be coming up from Dixie, simply because of her name. And that, of course, is Daisy Joe.
That's a great name, though.
I love it.
That's a great name.
Now,
I like this pony. I have no problems with this pony. We got a good color combination going on.
I love that. It's a slightly light color. Shade of purple. Her gold hair.
Would you call that a light shade of purple? I really wouldn't call it light.
A medium. Medium. Light,
yeah.
Medium.
Medium light?
Medium light. Light, medium.
Why can't we just call it medium? Because
okay.
I don't think it's really light, and I don't necessarily think it's super dark. I just think it's like a true medium. There you go. That's like a, you know, before you know, moderates became really, you know, more right-wing than left-wing.
It's a purple pony with yellow hair, and that's fantastic because it's a complementary color scheme.
Yes, which is awesome, and Hasbro will do that a few times. I think it's cool when they do a complementary color scheme. Most people are not aware of all the complementary color schemes. The one being the most popular is the Christmas ones, green and red. And
yeah.
Sometimes complementary color schemes can come across so strongly that's what happens. They get identified with a specific thing. But the yellow and the purple is one of those complementary, being the official term for opposite ends of the color wheel. There's only three complementary pairs, red and green, yellow and purple, and, of course, that leaves, come on, fill in the blank.
Red and green, yellow and purple, and blue and orange.
There you go. Okay, thank you.
She's
a nice one. She doesn't scream at you the way some other complementary ones can do, and I think they did a nice color of that, a nice job of the color matching and mixing with this girl.
Yeah. Now, there are actually tertiary colors, which you can get complementary.
That's not complementary, though. Tertiary is a whole other thing.
If they're across from each other on the color wheel, then they are. It's just that usually tertiaries are complementary with other tertiaries, really.
Right, but that's why they're tertiary, meaning that's the third level down, as opposed to the strict complementary. I know about tertiary colors. It's not the same, though. Tertiaries have other matches other than just one.
Well, like a tertiary complementary color scheme would be green or blue-green and red-violet.
But we're just talking about the complementary. We don't want to confuse them too much, but on a really basic, pure color. Basic pure color complementary, you know, without getting too far into the whole color theory thing. That's the easiest one, and sometimes it can come across really strong, and I think they just did a good job with that particular color combination. I think out of the complementary combinations, purple and yellow have always been up there with being some of my favorite.
Yes, and the symbol on this cutie mark is so simple but also elegant, which I think with a lot of the G3s got kind of lost. They were either too simple or too much, depending on. And this one is a really nice balance.
Yeah, I think they did a nice job. And in the picture, it looks like she has a yellow daisy, but it's actually a white daisy with yellow outline, which I think is interesting to note, just for people that may not have her and maybe are just looking at the at a smaller picture of her, because it looks like it's just a yellow flower. But it's actually a little bit like just that subtle bit of detail that adds just enough to her without being too much.
Well, and, you know, the color on this particular picture, at least on the MLP land, is the color is a little off.
Well, the color's a little off in Summer's book as well. Summer's book makes her look a little darker, too.
Yeah.
So it should be pointed out that this pony is really a truer lavender than it looks in this picture. She's not as pink in real life as she looks in this picture.
Yeah,
and the yellow
she's definitely that. The lavender
I think,
part.
Yeah.
Okay, did anyone miss me by chance?
Not really.
Yes, actually.
Did you want to pipe in on it? How do you feel about her? Did we even say what her pose was? Because she's in a.
No, because I think
she's
I
not
ran
the
away.
First in this pose. She's in the wisteria pose.
Wait, hold on. Wait. Yep, you're right. This is the wisteria pose. Sorry, I had to run away very quickly.
It's all right. We managed. We argued just like it was you and me.
Oh, thank God.
See how well we... I can argue with anybody. I'm good at that.
Yeah, I know. You argue with me all the darn time.
I know. But that's,
did I say that out loud?
So engaging. So, yes, yeah, so she's in the wisteria pose, which is almost, in some ways, a mirror image to the kimono pose. As far as, I mean, just... Yes, there's subtle differences, but similar concept, you know, standing all fours, head turned to the side. Little bit different angle, the back foot not really going like the one, but for the most part, they're similar enough to me.
Very similar.
Definitely.
And you know,
not as demure, though. Kimono's pose is a much more demure, maybe it's because of her eyes, maybe the head tilt is slightly down, whereas the head tilt to this one's kind of like she's saying, like a dog looking at you going, like, what? She's got a little bit more of that kind of an angle going on with her tilt.
Yes.
If you called her name and she turned her head to say, are you talking to me?
Yeah, she does look a bit surprised.
And it's so, but as far as, you know, so you have like a match, you know, where I think they made this with the idea that the ponies need to talk to each other. And if kids are holding them, you got to have the ones that are facing to the right and the ones that are facing to the left and the ones that are, you know, that would match up that way. If they're all facing one way, I think they actually might have been thinking a little bit of play here. If they all face to the right, it would be hard to maybe have them interact. So they had them facing a variety of directions.
Now, and regarding the name, I actually know a little girl named Lily Jo, and so I gave her this pony for Christmas one year.
Oh, that's
and
so
she
cute.
Yep. And oh, and her aunt's name is actually Daisy. So Lily Jo with an aunt named Daisy, Jo for Christmas.
There you go.
That's cute. And, of course, she came with a purple charm and a
purple brush.
Bow brush.
I think we see this bow brush for a very long time up until, hold on, let me look, year, hold on, I'm getting there.
I want to say, didn't the playset, though, like the very first playsets have something other than a bow brush?
Yeah, they have something different, but then 2005 we completely change. We have a complete change in the brush.
So, in other words, for the standard brush, other than special brushes that came with, say, playsets or special ponies
special
in particular.
Sets, yeah. They're all the same.
The standard brush was the bow brush.
2005 will be a completely different brush for that entire year. But it's time to say Pony Night Nights to our live audience.
Pony Night Night.
Pony Night Nights. Nishi.
Yes.
Say goodnight.
Good night.
I said it. Pony Night Night.
Oh,
but
okay.
I said it.
She must have had you muted. Didn't
no,
you?
No, I didn't. I didn't have her muted. But here we go.
This is Kimono, and you have listened to Pony Talk. See you next week. Bye-bye.
And don't forget to download for all the other After Hours specials.
And the download
yeah,
is
well,
awesome.
You can, too, hear us talk about the most random crap ever and not necessarily always PG, even though we really should strive to be PG. It just seems to go in weird places.
Well, that's why we call it Ponies After Dark. I can't exactly
have...
You
need to come up with a theme song for Pony After Dark, Panda. Like, even though you can't play it through the switchboard, if I'm not correct, you can't play it through the switchboard because it's not live.
I think I can.
Well, try playing something and let's see if it works. Yeah, you can do it.
Well, see, what it was the old switchboard. Once I played something, once it went into After Hours, if I played something once, that was the only time I would get to play anything because then it would shut everything down. And then it would become... with no sound effects. But now, since Blog Talk moved to what's called a studio, I guess they figure, you know, since there's other issues involved now, they will allow me to go ahead and use all of my sound effects.
Huh.
So, now I can...
Oh,
I want.
Yeah, gee, thanks.
That was a little terrifying, to be quite honest.
Yeah, could have done without that.
Or...
No, don't. Anyway, point being, we need to find a Pony After Dark song.
You could see if somebody would record I'm Beatty and I Know It.
Huh?
Okay, you know the song I'm Sexy and I Know It?
Maybe if I heard it.
Okay, hold on a sec.
I know the I'm Too Sexy for My Shirt song.
That's it.
Too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy. It hurts.
Okay.
You know, that was actually, supposed to be, like, a joke. Like, the dude is actually not, from what I read a long time ago, he's not that much of a dick. He was just being playful, and his buddies, I guess he, like, owned a gym or something, and his buddies and everybody would just mess around and be like, you're too sexy for your shirt, and they just made a song. It was... I actually liked it a lot better after I heard the story behind it.
Okay, I can see the song here. It's girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. I'm chewed up. When I walk down the street, this is what I see. Every pony stops and stares at me. I'm a hot mess, and I ain't afraid to show it. Show it. I'm Beatty, and I know it.
Yes. Here's the tune.
So it's like a rap song?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I feel like we're going to a dance club.
Oh my god, we so definitely need to get someone to record that and sing that. Other than me.
I am not singing that. I'll tell you straight up, not singing it.
I don't think I could do a good job of singing it either, but I'm sure there must be someone out there. Someone, somewhere, who can record I'm Beatty and I Know It, and then give it to us.
Oh, my God. I so need to put that up on the boards. We will be holding auditions. Send us your recording, and you may be featured on our show.
So, it's Ponies After Dark. I decided to open some ponies. I'm opening up Cherry Pie and Dane Diamond Rose. And what some of you may not notice is that because of the, for whatever bizarre reason, they decided it would be smart to put the DVD in the front of the package to completely obscure the pony and its contents. Not very smart marketing idea. Sorry.
No.
The ponies are actually the ones that come with suitcases. These guys come with suitcases. Instead of being a reissue to get the suitcase, it is a pony that initially comes with a suitcase. And some travel stickers, I guess, that you're supposed to, like, put on the suitcase that shows they've been to, like, Camelot and Ponyville. You know, like, you got, like, your Paris, France stickers and stuff like that. Well, they give you little stickers that say Ponyville and Camelot and... or Canterlot, rather. And then they each have their own... This is nice. They actually have little suitcases that have a sticker representing them on the front of it. And then a couple extra stickers on their little sticker sheet that is specific to them as well. Like Diamond Rose has a diamond and this other thing, this other building or something that looks like it would be related to her with roses and stuff. And Cherry Pie has pictures of cookies and cupcakes and a cherry pie and a little thing that says Cherry Pie, in addition to their little Canterlot and Ponyville stickers. So they actually have what looks like tickets. Yeah, so they got like little boarding passes or something too, I guess, that you're supposed to put into the suitcase. But just, you know, I didn't even realize that they had suitcases. I mean, because it's completely covered up by the DVD. So when I opened the package, I was like, ah, look at that. It's little travel ponies.
Oh, what a nice surprise.
Yeah, a nice little surprise. And to see that they actually took the time to give them unique stickers as well, not just like, you know, the same old sheet for every pony. They actually have special stickers. So that's cute. Good job, Hasbro.
Jack liked that, it looks like.
The pets do not fit into the suitcases, which is good, by the way. You really don't want to put across that kind of message to the kids that pets should go in suitcases. So I think even if they didn't intentionally do it that for that reason, I think that was a good move.
Yeah.
Because kids are impressionable, and yes, there'd be a child out there that would not have the common sense to realize in real life that pets should not go in suitcases. And that could have a very unhappy result. So, I'm happy about that. But they're free. They get to go up on the shelf that I have for them.
Okay.
I'm sorry, what?
A question about the G4s. How come Snowcatcher has a cat that looks very much like Rarity's cat, but Rarity has that weird-looking bird?
Initially, we asked Hasbro about this when we went to Rhode Island, and initially that wasn't really... they didn't take it into consideration as much, but further along, they said, yeah, we're looking to try and be more canon specific to the show. I think when it first came out, they weren't aware as much of what was going on with the show, and now they are. Like, that was the very beginning of it all. Stuff wasn't always linking up right. Now they're trying to be a little bit more show to toy realistic.
Yeah.
Or maybe they were doing it like, hey, we need to get that cat in there. Put it on some pony. We'll figure it out.
Well, you know, it actually makes sense because, I mean, they're not, unless, you know, they're really right there with the designers putting everything together in the toy line, you know, they're not really going to realize what exactly is going into the toy line. And what's going on
the
show.
The people that do the toys and the people that write the stories, although they work together, they're not necessarily the same team.
Right. Exactly,
and
that's my point.
So I think initially there was not always 100% communication on going on with what was going on with the pets, because there wasn't a huge focus on pets the first couple shows. It wasn't, like, super obvious. And then all of a sudden, I don't remember which show it was, but all of a sudden, the pets, that they actually had pets, that they talked to all the time and that were always going to be there, then it became obvious that, oh, okay, you know, Rarity has a cat and Pinkie Pie has an alligator or whatever that little chameleon lizard dude is. And and of course now we have the turtle for Rainbow Dash. Initially, I don't remember that being as much a part of the character, and maybe that was like for them while they were doing production, they may have been running into the same issue. They hadn't fully decided, you know, are the pets going to be as much a part of the show as the ponies themselves? Are we going to develop personalities for the pets?
Right.
And I think, yeah, some of that probably went along so quickly that before they knew it, you know. I mean, obviously Spike. Spike is the obvious one. We all knew that, you know, but they did that right off the bat. They made sure Spike was with Sparkleworks. But even Sparkleworks, and if you think of that, that's the other thing. She gets an owl. I mean, she gets Spike with other stuff, but Spike's almost treated like a separate character. When she's released as her single, she's got an owl, which is interesting, though, because of Owlicious that happens, you know, in one of the episodes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that,
well,
that makes
kind of makes sense because she's smart, and going back to Athena, the goddess of wisdom, also having a pet owl, it kind of works together.
I did not know
Owls
that.
Owls have always been seen as wise. Except by
well,
most
yes,
of
the
Native
wise
American
thing, yeah, definitely. I can take that back to Tootsie Roll Pops. Are you old enough for Tootsie Roll Pops?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I love Tootsie Pops.
Yes, I remember that commercial. How many licks does it take to get to the middle of a Tootsie Roll Pop? Well, why don't we see 1, 2, 3, crunch.
Crunch.
3. And the poor kid gets his stick back.
Yes, and then follows up with, how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop? The world may never know.
I don't think anyone ever figured it out, because I think after about 20, everyone gives up.
Yeah, I remember being a kid actually giving it an attempt and going, you know what, this, and I even remember, aside from having given up, you get to the point where you're going, but if all licks are not exactly equal and everybody licks a little different, you may not really get the same answer with everybody. So
yeah.
I remember there were just problems with that right out the door.
Well, then after a while, after so many licks, your tongue actually starts to get raw.
It gets dry.
You're like, I want
yeah
more.
You have to suck on it to get the juices flowing again. You can't just lick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you know, the sucking doesn't count. You know.
Especially,
and then,
but it counts in Ponies After Dark.
Yes. But it doesn't count when it's licking a Tootsie Roll Pop.
I guess it doesn't. Unless you hold it in your mouth and you just take your tongue and lick all around it while it's in your mouth. I mean, it could be licking, right? While you roll your tongue around the Tootsie Roll Pop.
She's not going to be able to breathe if she's laughing like that.
No, amazingly enough, I am getting enough oxygen. I've been called a my doctor at one point diagnosed me as being a shallow breather because my carbon dioxide level is perfect for a plant.
Okay.
So taking small breaths, yes, I am getting in enough oxygen. Oh, it just doesn't sound like it. And unfortunately, too many people like to get me giggling like that. Oh, okay, I'm good. I'm better again. Oh.
That is
okay.
Good.
Oh, I think we lost. Yep, we lost little Alley Cat.
Oh, here, kitty, kitty, kitty.
And there's no calling back in.
Is there a way for us to call her?
No. Oh. Duh. Hold on one second. I have to go get my cell phone. Let me go
find...
Wait.
Yep.
No, I can't call her. Because I just realized that I don't have that button on here anymore.
Oh. Bummer.
So evidently, once time hits, and we're going into recorded time, I can no longer call people.
Oh. And no more sneaking in, you know, adult type guests after going into recording mode.
Yeah.
But, what should we talk about now that it's ponies after dark?
Well, you know, since little Allie Cat isn't here, you know, we could always talk about her.
Good.
Since she's always threatening to talk about me when I'm not around, and I know she does. You know, you can't tell me she's not.
One of you were looking for the styling-sized Applejack. Was that her?
Yes.
I've been looking for it. I still haven't found it yet.
I went to the store on Tuesday, and that's when I did my pony shopping, when I was ticked off at work. So yeah, I thought it was quite funny. You know, I got pissed off at work, and I decided I was going to take the day off, and I ended up going to Target and going pony shopping.
Going pony shopping.
Yes. I went there just to browse, but... So. Sorry, go ahead.
I was just saying, I'm trying to cut back on my pony shopping for my husband's sanity, but no, I love pony shopping.
I haven't done it.
What's your favorite?
I haven't done it in a while, so.
Target. Target's my go-to place. Although I've been going to Kmart now too, because they get a different selection than Target does.
I've always found the Kmart's by me get diddly squat. Of course,
the Kmart. Go ahead. Okay, I was just going to say, the Kmart's by me, they seem to have the stuff that Target doesn't have, and nobody seems to go to Kmart to look for them, so there's usually a pretty decent amount of stock there.
Well, unfortunately, I now cannot afford to go pony shopping, since, you know, said job where I had to leave on Tuesday because I was just completely pissed off there. On Tuesday, I went back on Wednesday and I quit.
Just one job then.
Yeah, I'm down to the original job I had, which was with the school.
What happened with that second job? What pissed you off?
Oh, you know, when the boss is sitting there telling you that you're lazy, you're incompetent, and you don't know. And you're slow, which basically, layman's terms, he's trying to tell me I'm stupid. You know, you don't seem to want to work there anymore. Especially when you've busted your butt for the last 2 months there. So.
I totally understand.
And you know what the funniest thing was? I got my from their insurance agent, I got a copy of my temporary insurance card. I looked on it, and it said my effective date would have been March 20th. And I'm thinking, okay, I was so close to getting insurance, but, you know, I didn't want my first use of the insurance to be having to go on to into, like, the psych ward because I've completely just had a mental breakdown.
Yeah, that's true.
So. But then everything looks like it's going to work out. I went to the school. I told them what happened. And they were, you know, my boss was, like, shocked at what happened, and she went, okay, so this means you can teach 3 classes next module, right? And you can sub. Oh, and we can have you do that. And we can have you do this.
Well, good. You've got something to make up for it then.
Oh, yeah. As long as I get, you know, more than one class, I'm basically, with half the work, I'm getting a full-time paycheck.
That's good.
So. But, yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah. Why is that?
Because we're financially stable again, which means I can occasionally go pony shopping.
Woohoo! Well, see, my thing is I have to wait, and I have to see what am I doing next month. Am I going to have enough money to do anything other than just pay my bills and put gas in the car? So, but then she's also telling me, you know, if we don't give you 3 classes, you know, you can't work between 2 campuses, right? Are we going to, like, you know, sell my services to the other campuses or something? Are we going to put a bidding war out here?
Bidding war.
Who wants to bid 2 classes, 2 classes, 2 classes, 2 classes? Who wants to do it? Who? So. But, yeah, it was kind of like, okay, he was an idiot. He didn't appreciate you. Well, guess what? We do.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. And like I said, I totally understand.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I totally understand. The people that laid me off last month were absolutely ungrateful. I made them money. I actually increased how much they were making, and they still laid me off. And the whole time I was employed there, they complained at me about how, you know, I everything I do is right except for I suck with the... with people, which was funny because none of the customers thought that.
Well, see, according to him, you know, I just wasn't doing enough. Well, let me think, you know, in 3 days I got you caught up on 3 months worth of payment posting, which was several thousand dollars. By the time I was done, it was $175,000 that I got posted in 3 days. I got posted a month's worth of charges in 2 days, and that was $145,000 worth of charges. Yeah. But yet I was lazy and incompetent.
You know, I think the people who say stuff like that are just upset because you could do what they obviously weren't able to. And I think they get jealous.
Well, that was coming directly from the boss who couldn't possibly do my job anyway, even though he claims he could.
Oh, I totally hear you.
Gotta love doctors because, you know, if you could do this, then why do you need a billing department?
Well, it's like engineers, and if we have any engineers that listen to this, I'm sorry, but... My Uncle Kevin says that engineers are the most dangerous people because they have a piece of paper saying they know what they're doing. My Uncle Kevin, incidentally, is the guy who gets called in when the engineers break something and can't figure out what they broke.
Well, all I gotta say is, you know, my revenge will be exacted eventually. They're changing coding.
Ah.
So come next year, 2013, yeah, he's going to need a coder, and there's no one that's going to be able to stand him, so. Ha ha ha, I will have my revenge then.
Indeed. And, you know, the best revenge is, you know, after that door is closed, moving on like that job didn't matter.
Oh, yeah.
And finding makes you really feel good, so.
And I already had it. I had the school. Mm-hmm. I'd leave the school happy. I'd get there, and yeah. That was why I said at the beginning, somewhere around the beginning of the show, my dog has been afraid of me for the last few weeks. You know, when you come home and you look like you just want to chew something up and spit it out, I don't think the dog wants to be anywhere near you.
Well, see, that's why you need a cat, because when I come home in a bad mood, my cat lays down next to me and he purrs because he knows it calms me down. See, cats, they're problem solvers, cats are.
The dog, on the other hand, will just run away from you because he's scared.
That's true.
Well, see, normally mine doesn't do that, but I've just been evidently in just that bad of a mood, according to my mother, who also, for the last few weeks, has not really wanted to speak to me.
Oh, well, you know, things are better now, and
yes.
At least now that you only have one job, you can do Ponies After Dark again.
Yes, because today, because the one job, I work Monday through Thursday. Friday is always my day off during the week. And this morning, I actually slept in.
Nice!
My butt did not leave that bed until 10:30. I slightly woke up at 8:30, which is kind of funny because that was the time I would have to be at the office job on Fridays. But I woke up enough just to look at the clock and see what time it was, and the next thing I knew, I was asleep again.
Yep, if I didn't have an acupuncture appointment tomorrow, I would probably sleep in really late. But as it is, I'll still be able to sleep past 7 a.m., so I'll still be able to sleep in.
There you go. So, but, yeah. So maybe if, you know, they do end up giving me enough courses, I'll be able to survive with just the one job. So.
Well, here's to hoping they give you enough courses.
Yes. I hope so. Because I don't feel like going through the scan. So, but.
So when are you going to have Calavista on as a customizer?
Hmm?
When are you going to have Calavista on as a customizer?
We'll eventually try another interview set once we're actually in a good place to do it. I think also is the fact that we weren't really ready to do any interviews. And then the utter craziness of my schedule. The office job is kind of one of the reasons why we didn't have a couple of shows in January. Because he needed something done, and I helped stick around and do it. So,
yeah,
go
see,
figure.
I try and tell my husband, you know, and make sure that they understand that you're put out by this. Because my husband, he stays after all the time, and he's never going to get promoted because he does all the work that he should be doing if he were promoted, only he does it without the pay raise.
Yeah.
And like, have you heard the saying, you don't buy the cow when you can get the milk for free.
Exactly. And the size of me, I am the cow. But I do. I do have to say. Go ahead.
I was going to say I'd like to say I make up for my size with being strong, but I totally don't.
And neither do I. I just say there's a lot more here to hug.
That is true. There is something comforting about hugging someone that's big enough that you're actually hugging something, you know?
Yes, and if you hug them hard, you don't have to be afraid you're going to break them.
That's what my cousin Tom and Peter, what they always said was they were afraid to hug my mom because they were big boys, and my mom is this midget, twig, stick person. If you draw a stick drawing, you're drawing my mom.
Oh, goodness.
That's why I'm never scornful of people who draw stick figures because it's so realistic to me.
Oh, my goodness. Well, see, me, it's more along the lines of, this is what it is, this is what you're going to get. Frankly, I can't do much about it. If you don't like it, there's the door. You will feel it on your butt as I'm slamming it on your butt, on your backside, on the way out.
Nice. Okay, speaking of G3s, since we were talking about G3s earlier.
Yes.
Have you seen Kella's latest G3 custom? It is gorgeous, fabulous. Oh, I love it. I want it.
No, I'll have to take a look at that. I actually have time to take a look at stuff now.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's,
I'll actually be able to do stuff. Oh, my God.
Oh, I want.
But I do have to say that job did two things for me. It helped me lose 15 pounds, 10 of which was during this last stressful, ultra-stressful month. Oh, yes. And it also gave me just enough income to put on a loan paper for my car.
Nice.
They don't need to know that I no longer have that job, but...
Well, you know, things happen. As long as you can still make the payments at this point.
Oh, yeah, that's what my mother said. When I called her, she said, can you make the payments on your car? Yes. Can you make the payments on your credit cards? Yes. Then do it. Quit. Walk out. Just don't yell and scream at them. Either give them 2 days' notice or just leave.
Oh, see, yeah, I live in an at-will employment state. I don't even have to give them a notice. I can call up at the, 5 minutes before my shift starts and say, screw you. Never come
in again.
Oh,
so do I. State of Illinois, you do not have to give a written notice if it's for certain circumstances. And him calling me basically lazy and stupid, yeah, that would fall under that. I just can't apply for unemployment benefits.
Yeah, in Oregon, you can sometimes get unemployment benefits if you quit. If you're being discriminated against for those federally, protected classifications.
Right.
But in Oregon, you don't have to give notice unless you signed a contract upon being hired stating that you would.
Yeah, and I never did.
Yeah, I've only had one job fired that.
Yeah, and he told... Go ahead.
No, I was done.
Okay.
Finish my thought.
I walked in and I told him, since you feel all this, I'm going to save you the trouble. I quit. He goes, well, you need to submit a written letter of resignation. And it's like, no, sorry, I quit. Because in the state of Illinois, if you give a written notice of leaving the job, you have to give them time. You have to give them at least a few days' notice. And I was not going to give it to them. I knew exactly what would have happened. I would have been basically living hell the next 2 days. So, yeah, no, sorry. I quit. I'm gone. Bye.
Yeah, Safeway told me I had to give a written statement and give them 2 weeks' notice, which I would have done anyway simply because my husband still works there and I didn't want to make things too rough on him.
Right.
But they tried to write the statement for me, and that pissed me off. They wrote it and just wanted me to sign it. And I tore it up, and I threw it away, and I rewrote one stating that the reason I was quitting because I was being discriminated against and I felt it was a hostile work environment, that HR was doing nothing to investigate when I complained, that HR was basically incompetent, and that I was unwilling to put up with such a terrible work environment.
Yeah.
And that's what I submitted, which HR took personally.
I wonder
why. They should have. It was personal. I was aiming it directly at them.
But, yeah, I got home about 2 hours after I got home. I'm sitting there, I'm talking with my mother, and all of a sudden I realized there's no noise in my brain. It's quiet. It was that peaceful calmness of no stress.
Ah, see, I don't like it when my brain is quiet. It usually means I'm plotting something evil. Or have just been something evil.
Well, when you're stressed, there's lots of things rolling around. There's lots of noise. When you're not stressed, there is absolutely nothing.
See, when I get stressed, my brain defaults to just playing like Feralese by Beethoven on a continuous in my head. People will tell me, I'll respond. They'll come back later, how come you didn't do that thing you said you were going to do? I'm like, honestly, you were talking. I had no idea what you were saying.
Try making the request again now, please.
Then they try, but I'm still not paying attention because Feralese is still, you know, rolling through my head.
Oh, boy. Oh, my goodness.
Wait, if there's quiet in my head, it's because I have reached that point in my stress level where for self-preservation, my higher order thinking has shut down. You know when you're watching a movie.
Oh, I've had that.
Yeah. You know when you're watching a movie and that an atomic bomb goes off and you hear that ooh sound and then all of a sudden there's silence before the explosion?
Oh, that's what happened.
Yeah, that's basically. So if there's silence in my head, I kind of have to. I begin to worry.
Oh no, I had a very calming silence in my head when he started calling me all that stuff, because then I think my brain was doing one of these. It's like, okay, shut down now for self-preservation. Okay, please, the quitting calmness needs to please start now. Please start the engine up. Let's go. Let's move that into place. Here we go. Click it in. Let's go. There we go. We are calm. We're about to go in there and tell him to go take this job and put it someplace else. There we go. We are calm. Because it was an eerie calmness. It wasn't the calm. It was an eerie calm.
It was a calm that happens in a graveyard just before the dead rise.
Yes. And I gave him... my mother when she was working medical billing at one office, she was given the name the Pit Bull. Okay. I started working, I got named, I was the puppy. Because I was the baby. So I was the Pit Bull puppy. So I went in there and I looked like I just went to the puppy salon and I had the bow in my hair. It looked like a really cute puppy. But I still looked like the puppy that would tear you apart if you started to speak when I didn't want you to.
Yeah, I'm always terrified that I can be in a good mood and somehow my facial expression, you know, is like that of a harpy, you know, where people are looking and going, gee, she looks so happy. Oh, my God, she's going to kill us all.
Oh, no, it's because whenever my mother would argue with an insurance company, she would, just like a pit bull would, she'd go for the butt and just, you know, start shaking until money fell out. Me, on the other hand, I'm a puppy. You know, I can't reach the butt. I would actually have to jump up. And I'd just be hanging and dangling there. So I just go for the ankles. And I just start shaking until you just start throwing money at me just to get me off. But I think at that point I would have jumped for something a little higher than the ankles if he would have said something really stupid.
Yeah, see it? I always feel like I'm some sort of velociraptor where, you know, I kind of have a happy, perky look, but everything about my body language says predator.
No, see, I have cute, sweet puppy. You know, the cute, sweet pit bull puppy, you know. They don't look like they're really dangerous. They don't look like they're a vicious animal. But, you know, you tick them off, you yank on their tail one too many times, you pull their ear too many times, you poke them with a stick too many times, yeah, start running. And you know that puppy's going to outrun you because they're low to the ground, you know, so they're faster.
Yeah, if you want to get a feel for my, I think, the image I constantly exude, if you go to my Facebook page, I've changed my background, and that about says it all, right in that background. Yeah, it's a picture of me looking really happy, but also kind of psychotic. And I'm standing next to a sign at the zoo. It says predators come in all sizes.
Too cute.
Yeah, this is, I think, my favorite picture of me ever.
Yeah, as I said, I like the cute puppy routine. Yeah. You just never know.
Yep.
Oh, God, I feel like dancing.
Yeah, there's Fur Elise right there. Oh, sorry about that. Trying to call in.
Hmm?
He wants to know if he needs to buy anything for dinner. Dinner is... ready. I suck at text messaging, by the way. I'm trying to send him a text message. I'm always amazed by by the people who've got their phone and they're text messaging like 100 words a minute, and I'm like, I can't type 100 letters in a minute.
Oh, so then you need to take my typing class. You know, the one where I stand over you like a Drill sergeant with a writing crop and, know,
well,
each time you don't do a certain number of words a minute, I just, like, whop you with it.
But, see, I can type on a keyboard. I can type 50 to 70 words a minute on a keyboard, just not on my phone.
Yeah, I'm not as fast on my phone either, so.
He just sent me a text message.
Oh, my God, is that actually?
Yes.
Oh, my God, where did you get that ringtone?
I can send it to you in a text message. If you get on DeviantArt or Facebook and send me a message with your cell phone number, I'll send you the theme song for My Little Pony.
Or you can look in the chat room.
Oh, let me go back to that. I've got a million windows open. Hold on. Or just you and me in the chat room. All right, let me.
Well, you know, I would not just publish my cell phone number out, you know. We do have some psychotic fans that, you know, they would love nothing more than to have our phone numbers. You know, they'd be stalking us even more than they already are. You know, that's why when we go to the conventions, you know, we got to keep our room numbers to a down low if we're in the same hotel.
Item, there it is. Found.
Hey, you gotta love me.
Oh? Yeah, that's it. All right. Option, add, image. I'm also gonna send you this picture of this great rainbow that I saw on the way home from work yesterday.
Ooh.
It's a triple rainbow in this picture. It's awesome.
Oh, wow.
It's a triple rainbow because there's two rainbows in the sky, and then there's a puddle of water on the ground that's reflecting the dark rainbow.
Holy cow.
I know. It's awesome. I had to pull over to the side of the road and take a picture.
At least you pulled over.
Hmm?
At least you pulled over. Some people don't even do that.
The road I was driving down is technically a highway where you can go 55, but everybody goes 60 to 70.
Oh, that sounds like Illinois.
Yeah, if I hadn't pulled over, I was going to die. Yeah, they're not tolerant of people going less than 55 on that road.
Well, that sounds like me. Here is my theory. If you are in front of me, you best better at least be doing the speed limit or more, or else get run right over.
Oh, I know. I drive a Mustang, and that little car scares big trucks that are moving too slow. There's just something about a person in a Mustang honking their horn angrily at you. It makes big trucks move.
Hmm. I wonder why that might be. Hmm.
All right, well, I just sent you the song and the picture. You should be receiving it any time now.
Okie dokie.
Get a text message.
Any minute now. Come on! Oh, there it is. See, my old phone, it had this thing on there. It was a ringtone that said, message received. And I started using that for my text messages. The first time that happened, my mother almost, it scared my mother half to death. Oh, that is too cool.
Yeah, it was really neat. It was so dark that it almost didn't seem real because it seemed too vibrant.
fit is just too cool. I like that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
But yeah, I miss that ringtone. Because seriously, I love that ringtone. Because it affects that, you know, that I only said it once, and it wasn't obnoxious about it. It would, you know, over and over again. So.
Yeah, and it's the complete 30 seconds of the opening theme too.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's not the abbreviated tone. You can actually hear the ponies giggling at the beginning.
Oh dear, no, if I did this my cell phone, my mother will. But that is another string tone. Mom, call me.
My you little also want My Little Ponytails, because I have that too.
Hmm?
You also want My Little Ponytails, because I have that too. Although that's
Oh, no, I think I'll stick with this one for now.
Okay.
And then she'll stop calling me.
Well, because, see, my phone, the text message tone is the original My Little Pony theme. And then when I get calls, it's My Little Pony Tales.
Ah.
Yeah, so, but what I need is I need the G4 My Little Pony theme and the Grand Galloping Gala theme.
Dear Lord.
I still don't have those. Then I could really irritate people. I actually, at work the other day, I thought I had turned my phone on to silent, but either I didn't successfully do it, or I did it, but then it turned, like, I held the button too long, and it went from silent back to normal, because I got a text message, and it started playing My Little Pony. And one of my coworkers got mad.
Oops, sorry. I didn't mean for her to do that. Really. I didn't. And silently thinking, oh, yes, I did. But I think we do need to let the show go because, I mean, we've got 8 minutes. Well, actually, six minutes.
Oh, my clock still says we have 8, but it probably is true because I do actually have to go and pick my husband up for work in 8 minutes.
Well, see, there's always there's a 1 minute delay.
Oh, that's right.
So, the show technically starts like 1 minute early. Yeah, I know that is just completely crazy.
Ah.
So. Yeah.
All right.
Oh.
Well, it's a good thing I have my alarm on my phone set to promptly at 6 then. Because then it gives me time to open up the browser and.
There you go. But
yes.
It was great having you on.
It was. It's always fun being on, and I did quite enjoy the conversation.
Oh, that's good. Even when I ran away?
Even when you ran away. We were having a fantastic discussion about the ponies and, you know, our differing viewpoints, which is a lot of fun.
There we go. Oh, that's good.
I really do enjoy a good discussion of varying viewpoints of the same pony, because it just goes to show how... you know, there really isn't a bad pony.
No.
Because one person's monster is another person's happy.
There you go. There you go. Well, hopefully, maybe you might be able to come on next week.
I'll more than happy to.
So, but till next week, pony bye-byes.
Pony bye-byes.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Is that it? Are we alone? Yes, we are. Well, if you kept on trucking through that entire episode, we thank you. Until next week, lots of pony hugs. Good night. Mm-hmm.